Static Radio. It's Stever and actually Steven in studio.
We're going to start a new show.
Are we?
We just kicked Steve up. Hey, Static Radio, good morning, everybody.
So how's your visit in Albuquerque so far?
So far, amazing. And you know what? You make a much better co-host. I'm just going to stick with this.
Thanks, man. We're going to do the Steve or Steven thing.
Yep. Steve-O's not showing up today, apparently. Apparently, he has much better things to do than be on the radio this morning. I mean, it's 6 o'clock. I mean, hey, no offense. I drove here to be on the radio with him, and look who doesn't show up to work.
And people don't, you know, maybe they're not, you know, if they haven't been listening all week, you drove here for 2 days.
For 2 days.
Not like across town.
No. I was, in the car 2 days.
Home is Nash Vegas.
Nash Vegas, yes. So it's going to be a good day here on the radio.
So you know what I've noticed? You've done really good. You're not like out of breath because, nope. You know, we're at a mile high here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Have you noticed? Are you a little tired?
No. Oh, man. You know, I haven't. But, of course, today is my first day of like actually getting settled in and going work out. So, well, I'll tell you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Actually, if I show up tomorrow morning.
And again, let me.
Maybe Steve worked out yesterday. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it was. let me back up a little bit. Steven Christian in studio for the month of May. Steven, the front man for Amberlynn and, of course, Anchor and Braille.
Yeah.
And coming up here as we celebrate our first anniversary. We're going to have a show in June.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that?
I'm very much so.
Micah's on the way, too. Is he driving?
No, he's going to fly. I think you just literally announced it. I think Steve-O was saving him. You just, there you go.
You know what? If he was here, he could have done that.
Oh, Steve-O.
If he was here, he could have done that. You know what? I kid you not. I woke up last night about 1 o'clock, sat up straight, and was like, we haven't started a spot for that or anything. But I didn't give a date or a time or a place yet.
Okay.
So I'll let Steven do that.
All right. Anchor and Braille coming up in about a month.
Yeah.
I have a record coming out in July.
Yes. Now, I got to ask you. I heard you talking about it. You said you just finished it up right before you left, like the night.
Both of them.
The night before.
Amberlynn and
Anchor and Braille. Did we rush you a little bit?
You did, but it was worth it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm so dedicated to this station. Apparently, somebody else isn't.
Put your feet to the flame and
it done. It was great though, man.
You need someone to do that every time.
It's true.
Are you guys not done with this thing yet? You know, that kind of deal?
Yeah, that's true.
But you're excited.
You don't want to overthink it.
You're excited. I heard you say you think this is going to be your favorite.
Oh, yeah. By far. By far, both Amberlynn and Anchor and Braille. I'm really excited.
Exact release date or?
It's looking like July, end of July for Anchor and Braille and probably September, October for Amberlynn.
Okay, I was half awake. Anchor and Braille,
yep.
I didn't know that a new one was coming out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Actually, I can probably play some Anchor and Braille towards the end of the month. You know,
wow.
Some new stuff.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
What about Micah? Is Micah working on anything?
Mike is an Anchor and Braille, so he's basically just helping me out.
Okay.
He's not doing anything solo anymore.
No,
he's
no
just
talks.
Full-time Anchor and Braille.
All right.
Yep.
Well, hey, we'll just do this morning. I guess
me and Steven, you, Stever and Steven show. Yeah. We don't even have a name for the other show, but now we're
I'll
just
even let you do traffic.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love doing traffic.
Okay.
I'm excited about doing traffic.
Get to that in a little more than an hour. The Bravery, Culture Shock on the way in a few minutes. Let's just get right back to it. How's that?
Civil Twilight.
Twilight, a song called Fire Escape.
Oh, who are you?
Oh.
Look who it is.
Yeah. You better leave out the fire escape, because I heard you guys this morning.
Yeah. How did it sound? I mean, was it like, wow.
You guys actually sounded really good.
Incredible.
I think I may just let you guys do it today.
All right.
He said this is what you guys are going to do.
Take the day off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, how's your morning? What's your excuse?
I'm exhausted. I'm so tired.
Poor,
I have no excuse.
Poor woman.
Yeah, you know what?
so we went together last night.
Yeah. By the way, this is Static Radio. Steve-O and Steven.
I think the world knows. Okay. We are number, I don't know.
Number one. Number one among people aged 14 to 14.
We saw the Avengers last night.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Okay, we got to get
we should talk about that a little later.
Okay, an official review?
I don't know if I'm the official guy.
Come on.
You know.
Why not?
Right now, official review?
I mean, you don't have to do it right now.
Oh, it was incredible. I think we should drag it out a few segments. I mean, it's a pretty relevant cultural movie. A few people have seen it.
Yeah.
You know.
I think someone forgot to tell the world it was Tuesday because we got there and the line was a mile long to get into the movie.
That was crazy.
It was unbelievable.
On a Tuesday. And that wasn't even the 3D movie we saw.
It wasn't. It was just a regular, normal
And that movie theater literally had like 10 showings that day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess everybody.
And it was just packed.
Packed.
Unbelievable.
Pretty great.
I'm interested to see the numbers at week's end for this one.
Yeah.
I don't know what's supposed to come out this Friday, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to do well, whatever new movie's coming out.
For real.
So,
how do you top that?
I was kind of bummed that we didn't get a Spider-Man trailer, though. There's a new Spider-Man trailer that came out specifically with Avengers.
Prequel, like the him, how he got started?
Kind of. I wasn't excited until I saw this last trailer, and now I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. It kind of, you know, kind of puts pressure on Batman, though. Think about it. Because, I mean, Bane's a great villain. Yeah. But it's just like, if you're going to top the Avengers, you need to get, like, a cast of insanity.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because can I be honest? I wasn't a fan of the Batman trailer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Were you excited?
No, not really.
Okay, I'm glad somebody else
feels
the same way.
Because, I mean, I'm going to see it because it's Batman. And
right.
I know. But for me, it was just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
I just don't like Christian Bale's Batman character.
I don't either.
I mean.
He has marbles in his mouth.
Yeah, and then he's smoked a few too many years.
Yeah. And then Bane, it was like, oh, man, he's got that thing over his face as if it's not enough that Batman you can barely understand. Now Bane's like,
understand.
How do they communicate, you know, threats to each other?
I'll be Bane, and you be Batman, okay?
Can I have a serious note for right there? Do you remember when Joker walked in last time? There was like that prom thing or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And Joker looks around this room of beautiful women. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm going at?
I know exactly where you're going.
Okay. And so he points out. And now Maggie Gyllenhaal is a very lovely woman. And what's that movie with Will Ferrell?
Stranger Than Fiction.
Okay. Oh, see, she was so great in that.
She was great as the Trader Joe's attendant.
Yeah. Or whatever, the bakery.
Right.
So then he goes, all these people, and he goes, oh, who's the pretty lady? And I'm like,
really?
Why are you? Yeah. You know, it was like a moment, like the whole theater's like looking around like, where is he looking?
What pretty lady?
Okay,
what,
so maybe acid got into his
eyes.
Well,
he was crazy.
Okay,
he's crazy.
He's crazy.
So maybe he, skewed perspective.
Yeah.
Him and Batman.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Great, great, great female woman actress. I love her. Stranger Than Fiction, awesome.
Amazing. Yeah.
She was perfect for that. So cute and endearing. And now it's
Isn't
just
Isn't that
like,
Jake Gyllenhaal's sister?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a pretty lady.
Yeah. Steven.
What are you on?
I mean, Stever. Or Stevo. Who are we? Other Steve.
Hey,
man.
Am I done?
Well,
all of our parents are so unoriginal.
Oliver, what?
Three Steves. I mean, what? It's so common.
I know. Can I
tell you what I did last night?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I watched the Voice finale.
Oh, you know what the funny thing is? We got home from the Avengers so late.
Cool. So can I do a spoiler alert?
No. Chrissy said some jerk is going to ruin it for me.
Okay,
so
here we go.
Have to stay up and watch the 2-hour finale.
It was actually
2 hours.
Yes.
It was actually a surprise. A surprise Christina Aguilera won.
Yeah, I bet she did.
Yeah, and her studded diaper that she was wearing yesterday.
So you watched it.
That's what I'm saying. Chrissy didn't want anybody to ruin it for her, so we had to stay up to watch it after we got home from Avengers at like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, like, I guess, I mean, it looked like, you know, the top was all fancy tux and the bottom was like a swimsuit.
It was a studded diaper. That's what it was, a leather
she got to put
diaper.
Her pants on.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It was a 2-hour finale. We fast forwarded to the very final moment where they announced it.
That's
we
awesome.
Skipped okay. everything. I didn't care.
Let me tell you, as much as I liked, was it Jordan and Tony Luca?
I don't know. Oh. We skipped to okay. the very end.
As much as I liked Tony Luca this season.
Yeah.
You can't do Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Ooh.
You know, didn't work, man.
Wow. They did a Beach Boys song for
yeah.
Wow.
Who's the Beach Boys?
Stevie Nicks and Buckingham
Guy. That was their old band?
That was their original. No, it was the Mamas and the Papas. No. Sorry, I always get them confused because they're like both summertime bands.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is that not who it was? Is that...
No, they, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love Stevie Nicks.
She is great.
The best. She sounds like she's the most beautiful goat I've ever heard sing.
You're a dude, come on.
Stevie Nicks, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the land, 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 land.
Let's hear you sing.
Me?
Yeah, go for it. See?
Dude, come on. Chris Mann from The Voice, he was like an opera singer. I could do that.
All right, then get on there.
I could.
All right.
I'm not going to because I'm just so busy with this stuff.
You are.
I do so much.
I do so much.
Anyways, we got a great show for you this morning. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission is coming in. As always, we'll talk to her. You get to meet Teresa. Lovely lady from the Albuquerque.
What is the Rescue Mission?
Albuquerque Rescue Mission takes care of the homeless peeps in Albuquerque, and we need to help them. They're a great ministry.
Awesome.
So
looking forward to hearing about it.
They serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week. They're amazing.
That's really great.
Yeah. They have a shelter. It's rad.
That's great.
So we'll talk to them coming up. We'll also be taking power naps and
yeah, we will.
Playing three songs in a row so we can take said power naps. I'm just kidding.
You're crazy.
I know, but
I don't get paid the big bucks to be out here to play three songs. See what I'm saying? I want to hear my own voice. That's my payment.
Oh, man. Well, we're building this all up for your demo so that you can eventually make your big break in radio.
Yeah.
I know that's what you want. That's what you want to do.
Is that what I'm doing?
Is what you want to do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So. Okay.
You know what we should do is work on sponsorships. You
ooh,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While I'm out here, we need to do that. So we need to pick, like, you know, the best restaurants. Not that, you know, we get Sobo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sopo.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we got lunchtime needs.
This is a great idea.
Thank you.
I don't know why I haven't thought of this before. So,
we should just start plugging brands that you like Jordache and Jinko. This is Steve-O. I like Jordache. I like Little Horses.
Are they still even around?
I don't know.
I highly doubt it.
We should look that up online.
Yeah, we will.
I'm sure it's like a trend now with... The old hipsters. Like
the members only jackets are coming
eBay
back.
I'm going to eBay some Jordache jeans. Nobody else is going to have this pony.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. We're going to do that. You guys are going to check out a Culture Shock from the Bravery song called Believe. Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Isley, I wasn't prepared right here on Static Radio. Just like I'm not prepared. My co-host, he ran away. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
It's the rotating Steves today.
So.
Hey, buddy.
Did he quit?
He left, man. I said the Batman trailer didn't impress me, and he walked out.
One more buddy.
He's back. I gotta go.
Yeah, sorry. I tried to keep you for as long as I could.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm on strike. I'm on a hunger strike.
You're on
for at least another 45 minutes.
Dude, 33 minutes.
Dude, that burrito yesterday was good.
Yeah. From
so
Sopo.
Good. Yep. One with a potato. Some potatoes.
Yeah.
Some stuff that crunched.
Did you get bacon and...
I don't know.
That was what I had for lunch. I literally went back and... I don't know why I... Because I actually did go back. But I'm telling the story as if I did go back. So why would I have to say literally?
I don't know. Because you lie a lot on the radio. A lot of things you say are false.
I literally ate lunch yesterday.
What?
Yeah, literally.
Crazy.
It's the worst usage of that word ever. Ever. So anyways, 6:27 now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Man, I wasn't too bad. I mean, I was really bad this morning, actually.
Yeah.
And this was a Starbucks morning. I had to pull in before I got here.
He had to get the caffeine.
One of those moments. I was just kind of like, I'm not going to be able to.
Can you just hook me up to an IV?
Still, I beat you here.
You did.
Golly.
You are so much closer than I am.
I don't know about that.
I am far. I live far.
That's fine.
You live less far.
That's
live.
live.
We live. You live in Albuquerque
right now. You're really trying.
You're really trying
to get me to move here.
I'm going to. It's going to happen. What ties do you have in the other parts of the world where you live?
Nashville.
Yes. Let's be honest.
I literally have more than one friend there. That's for sure.
This is true. But most of them are usually on tour. I mean, how often do you guys really ever hang out?
Well, but that's what's cool about, you know, living in a little community of musicians is that when one leaves, another one's getting there. You're never bored.
Yeah, but you're never really going to have a true bond.
Oh, Lord.
Because they're constantly rotating friends. Do you have a stigma? Is there something deep inside that you don't want to have to become close to anyone?
There actually is. I have a Superman complex, you know. When I was a child, I'm just kidding.
No, it's okay. Let's talk about your complex.
Anyway, I've built up walls over time because I feel if people see that I am weak in certain areas, they won't like me anymore.
Superman's not weak in any areas. That's not a Superman complex.
No. Superman complex is like... I feel like I can fly. I broke my legs 3 times.
Wow.
Yep, that's my Superman complex.
It's okay. You can stay in Tennessee.
Oh, come on.
That's cool.
Wow.
Man, they got good people down there.
Listen,
it's a good time.
You have tumbleweed.
Yeah, we do.
You have tumbleweed.
Yeah. I think it's tumbleweed.
You have strange things that happen
tumbleweed
in cemeteries like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, it's true.
You live in the desert. I was just saying yesterday, I was looking out at the landscape of the desert.
Right.
And I thought to myself, who was the first person that was like wandering past this place and goes, no, I'm going to stay. No, it's good. No, you know, I'm not going to go out to California. No, this is good. No. Yeah. It's fire here. I was debating because it was just kind of like, was this kind of like a railroad stop and somebody like the train kept going, you know, they stop for more coal. And then they got out and they're like, crap, the train just left me. Guess I'm here. Here we go. Tumbleweed goes past.
You are out of your mind.
Oh, come on.
It's the mountains.
I'm not saying it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm asking about the
right.
first person.
His name was Ron Albuquerque. I'm serious.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Ron.
Wikipedia.
Ron. No, I'm looking at it.
Well, Ronald. His friends called him Ron. Ronald Albuquerque.
What kind of last name is Albuquerque?
He invented Albuquerque.
He invented it.
He did.
So literally, you just named a town after a guy who missed a train.
True story.
The train left.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
And he's like, no, come. Oh.
We just celebrated the tricentennial. No, the bicentennial. We just celebrated a couple hundred years. I don't remember what it was. But we're apparently pretty awesome. That's like Santa Fe was a hidden railroad underground.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow. Sorry. Was way off.
I am going to look this up. I do want to see where Albuquerque comes from.
It doesn't come from anywhere. It's here. This is Albuquerque.
I'm just saying. No, who was the first guy? I'm just very curious.
Who the first person was that came
but
in?
No, just the reason, the logic that they didn't stop. You know, okay, California's really not that far in comparison if you'd been coming from New York or
a
coming
couple
from
hundred
the
years
east.
Ago? Are you kidding me? That'd take you weeks to walk.
Ron walked for weeks and weeks
Ron
and
was
weeks
tired.
And months.
Tired.
That's what it was. I'm going to die here.
Yeah. He got to Texas and was like, oh, no. And he kept going.
That's true.
Got here and said, it can't be any worse than that. I was born in Texas, so I can say that.
That's true. That's fine.
In West Texas. Yep.
Yeah.
So. This is
yeah.
I like your music.
That's not my music.
It's not really your music. Amberlynn.
I just want to let you know that you're wrong about Ron Albuquerque.
What?
Were you serious or are you just making that up?
Do I look like somebody who would make something up so
yes.
serious about my great city?
Yeah. It says it was named by the provincial governor, Don Francisco Cervera y Valdez, in honor of Don Francisco Fernandez de la Cueva y Enrique de Cabrera.
No.
There's nothing about Ron Albuquerque.
But it's not, it says Don.
It was,
but that's it's Wikipedia. They typed it wrong. It's Ron.
There's no Rons in 1653.
Ron Francisco Cudero y Valdez. Ron, not Don. Don. Who's Don?
All right, I'm gonna cross know, examine.
Yeah. It's off, Wikipedia. Off. They're wrong all the time.
What? There is no way.
Yeah.
No.
True story.
When you get a whole bunch of people together to collaborate on one online source, it's flawless.
Oh, totally flawless. Totally flawless.
All right. I'll look it up.
Oh.
Can't believe
I can't find.
Do we have any listeners to call in and verify this?
Verify that Albuquerque is Albuquerque?
No. Yes.
The Ron Albuquerque
thing? The Ron Albuquerque thing.
We should call Ron Albuquerque's great descendants.
Gary?
Gary Albuquerque.
Gary Albuquerque.
Telling you.
Al Albuquerque.
Al Buquerque. In fact, that'd be way funnier. Let's stick with that. The guy's name was Al.
Al.
Buquerque.
Buquerque. Bo-Kirky.
Bo-Kirky. That was his name.
Al Bo-Kirky.
Steve-O and Steven, it is 6:47 now, and we have a whole lot of nothing to talk about today. We got a lot of amazing nothings to talk about. We were talking about tattoos, actually.
Yeah, we were. That's good.
And
that's a good topic.
Topic that is talked about regularly on Shock Therapy Live. Hey, is it cool for Christians? What does the Bible say about tattoos? You can check all that out at our podcast, mystaticradio.com. But you
boring.
Have quite possibly the worst, best story I've ever heard in my
man.
Life.
Man. So basically what it was is somebody, one of my friends.
Yeah.
They their friend was like, hey, man, let me just practice my tattooing on you, you know? And she was like, oh, okay.
Which,
you know,
can I just stop you there and say, if anybody ever says, hey, I'd like to practice.
That's true.
I'm new at this and I'm really wanting to learn the craft. Can I
she,
use
but
your
she
body?
Was already pretty tatted up. It wasn't like, you know, oh, I've never got one. I'm scared.
Yeah.
It was it was basically like no one's going to see it in the sea of the in the ocean of my tattoodom.
Okay. Tattoodom.
Yes.
Yes.
New Kingdom. It's right next to Al McCurkey's. So, you know.
Yeah.
She gets scripture. Like, what do you want? Oh, I want this. I want something like I think it was like Luke 19:16.
Yeah.
I want that on the back of my neck.
Life verse.
That was the life verse.
I mean, if you're going to get a tattoo.
Yeah, if you're
going to
get it, might as well get, you know.
Yeah.
So great. Tattoos. It's done. She looks in the mirror. Oh, it's pretty, like, you know, ornate flowers all around it or whatever. Angel wings or something like that. And she keeps staring at it. And she's like, wait. This says Luke 16:19. So she goes to the Bible, looks
it
up.
So they flip the chapter and the verse.
Yeah, he flipped the chapter and the verse. Looks up the scripture, and it's basically a description of Satan's name.
Stop it right now!
That is for true story. I could get
what
her
do you
on the
do?
Phone. She, cry? I would get it covered up, and the crazy thing is she still hasn't.
Really?
I think it's just one of those things where, you know, if somebody asks what it is, you just tell them the real, the other verse.
The other one?
What is your script? What's what scripture? It's Luke 16:19. I'm not familiar with that one. Oh, it says Jesus fed the millions. You know, I don't know.
Right.
Whatever her life verse, but just amazing story.
Wow.
I would get it covered up. Come on.
Yeah, apparently she suffers from alexithymia.
Apparently.
Because she's devoid of that emotion that tells her
something.
Get that covered up! Change it!
For real. For real.
I'm going to use that word all day.
You should.
Now that I know what it means.
Yeah. Go home and impress your wife. It's just like you have alexithymia right now. Oh, so smart. What a brain.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. So you're rocking the beardy right now.
Yeah. Except from yesterday, Nathan from Amberlin, our drummer.
Yeah.
Was watching the webcast and was like, do you have a goatee? So I'm going to shave it this week. Because if the webcam looks like I have a youth pastor goatee, it's gone. I'm not keeping it. I was thinking about going to, like, get those beard dyes just for the sides. Come on,
dude,
baby, grow.
I can't grow. My cheeks are, yeah.
Right, so the web so the web thinks that we have our sporting pastor goatees.
So we're like the Star Trek evil twins or something?
I guess, dude. I'm out of this.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. Well, I've always wanted to shave into like a really cool mustache. Like our, like Billiam.
You know what?
What?
I think mustache. We should both do mustache stuff.
I'm down.
Are you serious?
Okay, but here's the thing.
Oh, no.
We have to get the clearance from our wife first. I'm being serious.
I just read
the story.
I'm going to call your wife.
Okay.
Can I have a mustache?
Can we grow mustaches? Because here's the deal.
Bro, we already have them. There's no growing.
Yeah. We just have to shave everything else around.
Here's what you do. You wake up at the appropriate time tomorrow instead of like this morning where you're an hour late.
Right.
Then she's not going to wake up that early.
This is true.
And you get home and it's just like, surprise! guys.
Yeah, but I strongly suggest talking to your lady before you do anything like that. Because here's the deal. Man, Sunday afternoon, 53-year-old Joyce Special Detweiler. She's from Easton, Pennsylvania.
She's a star city.
She got into a huge argument with her husband, Donald Detweiler, over his facial hair.
A huge argument over facial
over
hair.
Over his facial hair.
See, now, but okay, before you even go on, preemptively.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're married.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, if she's 53, then he's like what? How old is he? 57? 56?
55.
Let's say 55.
What if she's a cougar and he's like 37? Is that cougar
but,
anymore, you know, if you get married?
Not really. It's just kind of like you just got married.
Yeah.
So let's just hypothetically say, in most situations, he's 55.
Okay.
Why care? Like, just go at it.
Here's why. Because the police who got involved didn't specify what kind of facial style Donald was rocking. But apparently it was bad enough that the fight escalated. And Joyce ended up grabbing a pole attachment from the vacuum cleaner and beating her husband over the head with it. Over his facial hair. She kept hitting him until the pole broke and then started scratching and hitting him. No surprise, she was arrested and charged with assault and harassment for her husband's facial hair!
Yeah. How bad was this?
So we need to ask our wives before we grow a mustache!
Okay. I will never hit a woman. I don't think any man should ever.
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 But you can restrain one. You know what I'm saying? Stop hitting me! Stop breaking things over my head and scratching me.
Yeah.
Begs a little bit of a, I'm going to hold your hands here.
Yeah, right.
The good God gave us 2 feet to leave.
Right.
Get out the house.
Yeah. Run.
I'm trying to think of a situation where I would just stand there.
And let your wife beat you with a vacuum attachment.
And scratch me.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Over. I don't know if you caught this. Over facial hair.
Yeah, facial hair. It's unbelievable to me.
All right.
So, yeah, this is it. So, dudes, for the future, strongly suggest you rethink next time you decide, hey, handlebar mustache, Fu Manchu, even just a soul patch. You never know. Your wife may hate it. Hey, she may hate it. She's going to hate it. Thankfully, do you guys have a vacuum out here?
No, we literally don't.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
We do, but we don't have any of those crazy attachments, and it's like really heavy, so I don't think Chrissy could pick it up.
You know there's other things she could pick up, right? I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
It's not vacuum exclusive. I'm so frustrated.
True.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I can't find. Hang on. You wait right there. No, you. I can't find. Where's the vacuum? There are no other objects in this entire vicinity I can pick up.
Oh, man. Wow. True story. True story.
This song is by The Invalids. What do you know about
them? You pronounce it Invalids. That's all I know. I know the song's called Diastole.
Let's hear it.
It sounds like math rock.
So far, so good.
And it is math rock. All right. It's Static Radio. Steve-O, Steven. Good morning. That was awful. That was a terrible seg. I thought it was over. It wasn't over yet. Good morning, 7:05 now.
You're learning. You'll get it one day.
Steve-O, Steven, and Yo joining us from the guide.
Good morning.
Where's your microphone? I turned up the fader, but I am learning.
You are learning.
I'll get it.
I'll teach you right after
this whole
break.
Radio
thing.
That's
a rookie mistake.
Oh, man.
We haven't ordered coffee yet.
We haven't.
So
that's the problem.
We gotta do, true story.
True story.
We got to do traffic. We'll do that in a minute. But last night.
Yes.
We went and saw Avengers again.
I didn't see it.
I saw it again. You saw it for the first time.
How many times is that for you?
Twice.
Okay.
How many times for you, Yo?
How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it twice.
Dude!
Nice. But once was for work, so I don't really count that. So technically, I've seen it once.
Okay.
Because, like, the first time, when I go to a movie for work, you know, I'm like, writing notes analyzing things, and I'm trying to pick out the points that I want to make sure that I mention.
Do you have like a light pen, or how do you do that in the dark?
No, you know what? It's the worst when it's in 3D, too, because it's like wearing sunglasses in the dark, so when you look down, you can't really see your notepad. So I just kind of...
Siri, I know I'm in the movie theater, but just make a few notes for me.
Yeah, they'd pretty much toss you out. The moment they see that or
so
hear that.
That would be so awful. You're sitting next to the guy. Ah, oh, that scene wasn't too great. Yeah. Note to self.
Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave and also tell your family you're going away for 5 to 10.
Yeah.
But I wasn't recording anything. Okay, I was recording.
That's true.
I was recording
I
notes.
Was
but not the movies.
Avenge me, Avenger!
You know what's bad? It'd be pretty bad. I saw for the first time ever this federal prison leave your camera at home movie poster at the movie theater yesterday. It's like, wow, they're really having a crackdown now.
Yeah.
Why do they do that for the music industry? Put little cameras in CD cases or something. Doggone it. How come the movie industry has that much money?
I have no idea.
Because people like us are willing to go see the Avengers two or three times
while
it's in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're willing to pay extra to wear
extra
not bitter. Yeah.
Just can't make my car payment.
Okay, so anyway.
Again.
You guys went to go see Avengers last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Something we were going to talk about.
There is. Multiple things. That's what we were doing. Multiple things.
Anyway, back to traffic.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So the event, well, first of all, it was packed.
Yeah.
It was like we went at 7:30 on a Tuesday.
And it was full.
And you're like, did nobody tell you all it's a Tuesday? The line was all the way around. We got Theater 13, the big one, and it was all the way back and around.
You know why that is, right? Because we posted our video review, and everyone who hadn't seen it already were like, oh, now that I've watched the guide's video review of the Avengers, I want to go see that movie. And that's who all those people were.
But there was a lot of people in the movie that I could tell hadn't seen it before because there were specific scenes that I'm not going to spoil or say when, but there were gasps at one particular scene.
Oh,
and
when Hulk dies?
Will you stop it?
That's
called a spoiler, man. You can't do that.
Well, I was totally unprepared that he was going to die.
That's
when everybody gasped. Oh, no.
They just gasped when you said that and changed the station. So, thank you.
Sorry.
Now we're number two in the world.
Oh,
number two.
Doggone it.
We're number one. So, anyways, it was absolutely packed. And you want to? What's your review of it?
Well, here's my.
What are your thoughts?
I loved it. Let me say that it's the best superhero movie I think I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, totally obviously beats out the individuals like the Hulk and Captain America.
Yeah.
Obviously, though the Iron Man series was great.
Yeah.
Here's my only little quote. It just feels like maybe it's Marvel, maybe it's the director, maybe it's just how they set it up. But it feels like it's always kind of like they go to the bottom, like we're all in despair and then we're all going to make it out. You know what I'm saying? And
they have to. It'd be boring if they were always
kicking the tar out of everybody. I don't feel like Batman does that. I think it's all over the place.
Batman is always
emotionally
horribly
just up and down, up and down, up and down. That's my only thing. That's my only little qualm. It just feels like they kind of got into this rut of we're at the, you know, go to the lowest point in their life.
Yeah.
And then suddenly.
Well, that was like the montage. There was like the montage moment where that happened simultaneously.
So but did you not see that coming into it? You were kind of like, oh, I'm kind of...
Well, a lot of that is very Whedon-esque. I mean, he's really good at no matter who your characters are, even if they are superheroes, making you have that little seed of doubt like, no, they might not make it out of here, which I think for a superhero movie is important because it's so easy since they are superheroes.
Right.
There's really no peril here. I mean, they're superheroes, of course, and they all got to do sequels. So, of course, they're all going to survive. But somehow, he was able to make you feel like, I don't know if they're actually going to win this time.
And that's a
very Whedon-esque type touch. He does that a lot. Like in Serenity, you know, all the main characters were in that movie. Towards the end of the movie, I was pretty sure they were all going to die.
I thought they were all going to die.
And even though
have you ever seen Firefly?
I haven't seen Serenity or Firefly.
Oh, man!
I have it all on Blu-ray. I'm going to make you watch it in my house.
It's pretty amazing.
They still make Blu-rays?
Oh, come on.
No, I must say, man, it was great.
Yeah,
I mean, even my lady doesn't do action superhero movies. She has no clue of reference of, you know, you could.
Right.
She thought Spider-Man was just kind of like an exterminator. Comes to your house and plants ant traps or something. I don't know. So, I mean, the fact that she walked out was just like, oh, man, I want to go back and watch the other movies like Iron Man and Captain America. And I was like, you just watched the...
You started at the top. Yeah, they do go down there. But that's why we need a school of film appreciation so we can help educate people on stuff like that.
Here's
the
deal.
My girls loved it, all three of them.
Wow.
My wife and my two daughters.
I'm going to break your heart.
Okay.
Or just make you really mad at me.
Okay. You'll just have to buy me hot chocolate.
So the first time I saw Avengers, I got the Spider-Man trailer.
Did you get the Dark Knight Rises trailer?
Okay. Got the Dark Knight Rises trailer.
Yeah, did it depress you?
Do you want to tell him what I said?
Tell me what he said.
Obviously, look at it.
Tell me what he said.
He's a big Batman fan. That trailer sucked.
What?
That looks so boring.
Oh my gosh, I was bored to tears. Insane.
I was depressed. I didn't get the Spider-Man trailer because the Spider-Man trailer
are completely spoiled by the Skittles candy-colored coated Marvel movies, where it's all like, "Hey, yay, fun! Dude. Don't think about anything. Just enjoy yourself."
No.
And then Batman comes along, is like, "Hey, I'm going to actually make you think about stuff."
No, he's like, "What?
I'm going to make you think about stuff."
Yeah, yeah.
That sounded audible.
And it's
going to
be deep.
Yeah. Josh, that was audible.
So, yeah.
I could understand what you're saying.
It's called The Dark Knight Rises because he fell asleep and he had to get back up.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You're like on sugar overload from
apparently
the sweetness of a Marvel movie.
I think so, dude.
And you don't understand what having a full meal is actually like anymore. Mm.
Time out.
Yeah.
You're saying Avengers is not going to be as good as the new Batman.
Here's what I'm saying.
Let's hear your prediction on this.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying Marvel movies have always been fun without a lot of substance.
Okay.
You know, they're not worried about...
If by substance you mean awesomeness.
Well, I mean, they have deeper themes to...
Yeah.
You know, for you to contemplate.
Got it.
You know, like in The Dark Knight, there's a lot of discussion about order and anarchy.
What
is truly evil? What is good? Is good all that different from evil? I mean, does it take that much to make someone cross the line? You know, there's subtext.
I get that.
DC movies, particularly Christopher Nolan's movies.
I was going to say, Batman.
Christopher Nolan's movies.
Did you see Green Lantern?
Christopher Nolan's movies have always had a lot of subtext. And you can already see that in the trailer for The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
You see some political subtext.
Well, they had to have subtext because you can't understand what Bane's saying, so they had to put the words at the bottom.
They made him clear in the new trailer.
That's subtext, right?
Yeah.
Oh, subtitles.
Subtitles.
Okay, I do have a question. So do you ever go walk down like the toy aisle at like Target and just for nostalgia, like just to see Star Wars back there? Do you ever just do that, just to walk down there?
I go to Toys R Us on a regular basis just to look at toys.
Okay. So it's all about the nostalgia factor. The fact is, when I was a kid, I loved comic books. I collected them. When I was a kid, I didn't want to think about Carl Jung and shadows and philosophy and theology. So in the same reason, I grew up and I'm kind of like, I want to go to see Bang Bang. I don't want to go and go, what does life really mean?
See, but that's the greatness of being able to look into that. You can appreciate film that much. It's like watching Looney Tunes now. My kids appreciate Looney Tunes on one level.
Right.
But now, as an adult, I appreciate it on so many more levels because I can see so much more what's going on.
For the nostalgia of it.
Not even the nostalgia of it. There's more jokes that I get because there's jokes that were meant specifically for adults.
Right.
When they made Looney Tunes, they weren't making them for kids. They're making them for adults. They were filming in theaters during World War II, and they were for people, adults, to help take their mind off the war. Now, we've raised our kids on Looney Tunes, and they're like, oh, yeah, cartoons are for kids. Those cartoons weren't meant for kids. As an adult, I can appreciate that more.
See, this is already too much depth. I mean, it's a cartoon.
This is too much depth.
No,
depth is what makes things interesting.
No, trust me, like, I love movies like that. I love movies that make you think. Those are absolutely my favorite.
Right.
But I don't know. You know,
no, I like both. I mean, like last year, Fast Five was my favorite movie of the year because it was most fun movie.
It was a lot of fun.
The racing movie with the five people that go are bro
The
dudes.
Rock fights Vin Diesel.
Yes.
And it's crazy.
Did you not see it?
I'm leaving.
You're the guy who just said, I like a little Bang Bang. There is no more Bang Bang than it comes from Fast Five. You just said that.
Yeah.
I know. I totally agree.
It's hard to get... I will say this. I hear where you're coming from because it's hard to get all existential when they're wearing tights.
It is.
No, this is true.
You know?
But also, you did just say Vin Diesel and Rock. Yeah. Best movie last year.
I didn't say that. He said that. I said it was that was a good scene. That was a good fight scene.
It was a lot of fun.
But that's why I like having
Marvel and Christopher Nolan's movies. Because if you want something that's just fun, go see the Marvel movies. If you're looking for something that's going to punch you in the stomach and also make you like, whoa, I never thought of it that way before, you check out the Batman films.
Good deal.
Static.
Hi, I think that the new Batman is going to be way better than the Avengers.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
How old are you?
I am 12.
12 years old?
Yeah, see, I don't think you're going to be allowed in the theaters.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just having that discussion whether or not we're even going to let our children see
that's
that
what
one.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, is that, you know,
thank you for the call.
Like he might not literally be able to go to the theaters, and even if he does, that's probably the brightest 12-year-old in the world.
Right.
But he's not going to appreciate. And I'm saying the Avengers, you know, we took your boys last night.
We did.
And
took my girls.
Every time it was the greatest thing, cuz every time a scene would happen, your son would look over at me. What? Yeah,
Jack,
just to get my expression. Yeah. Did it get you? When the Hulk died, did it get you?
Yeah.
You know. And I was like, I just had to look over at him and smile the whole time, cuz it's so awesome. But I'm saying at the Dark Knight, you know, I wonder if they're going to have the same.
Yeah,
or are they going to go home crying?
Yeah,
they'll probably go home crying. I wanted to cry after The Dark Knight. Watching that movie, like my stomach kept getting into a tighter and tighter knot, and I just kept thinking, could this possibly get any worse?
Right.
And then it did.
Yeah. Right,
you know?
Right.
And so, but it's an entirely different experience. And so when people say, what is the greatest superhero movie of all time?
Is it Avengers or is it
The Dark Knight? And I say, well,
it's Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're so different, you can't really compare them. I think the Avengers by far is the best Marvel movie of all time.
I think
it very much could be one of the best comic book movies of all time. Is it the best? I don't know, because they don't compare. Dark Knight and the Avengers don't compare. I haven't seen Dark Knight Rises yet. I don't know how that's going to compare. Even if Dark Knight Rises turn out to be really good, will I say it's the best comic movie of all time? Probably not, because it doesn't compare.
See, and I was going to say, I don't even consider the Batman movies comic book
this
movies.
That's true.
Same here.
This is true. This is very true.
The Tim Burton Batman was comic book.
Dark Knight was a crime saga.
Right.
I mean, it really was. It was like The Godfather. Yeah.
Dude's wearing tights, and we took him very seriously.
Right.
That's true.
And that's the difference between Marvel and how Christopher Nolan starts it.
I wish they would fix that. I hate that.
Yeah.
That's what takes it down.
The Bat voice is terrible.
Takes it down a notch for me, because it's like,
I wish they would have learned from Kevin Conroy on the animated series about how to do a proper bat voice.
That's true.
Because he got it.
Honestly, that's the only reason I couldn't keep watching it again and again and again, because I want to keep watching Heath, but I didn't want to see.
Yeah.
I wanted to fast forward those parts, like Jar Jar Binks. You know, get the scene over with.
It's the main character.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's gotten to the point where he almost sounds like he's talking like the characters on Dinosaur Office.
What?
Dinosaur Office! Roar!
Have you ever watched that?
Oh, no, we'll have to show that to you.
Yeah. I'm totally out of this loop.
It's okay.
It's a very unique loop. There aren't very many people who actually get into it.
So I take it you're a DC guy over Marvel.
I have always... Well, okay.
This is really going to hurt our friendship.
I'm more of a DC guy, but Batman's really always been my hero, and there's a very specific reason for that. I always liked the fact that Batman was so dedicated, focused, and passionate on what his mission was.
Wow.
And as a Christian,
you're a deep kid.
As a Christian, I realized I need that same type of single-minded devotion.
Wow.
And if I don't have that same type of single-minded devotion, I'm not really living up to my full potential as a Christian. So Batman, and a lot of people think this is weird. You go to like a Bible study. Who's your hero as a Christian? David. Joshua. What about you? Batman. He's not in the Bible, you know. Yes, I'm aware of that. But he is my inspiration as a Christian. It's like, I want to be more like him. I want to be that dedicated, that focused, that single-minded in my pursuit of my mission.
Hey, that's right.
And I've been like that since I was 10.
Truth. Thankfully, he wasn't alive for the Adam West Batman, because that wasn't
exactly... Oh, I watched
exactly
the Adam West Batman when I was a kid.
Are you kidding me? You can't take that seriously?
I didn't take it seriously, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Static.
I think you guys are arguing about the wrong things, because the Spider-Man movie looks way better than both.
That's what I said!
Man. Yeah.
That's the first thing I said! That's Spider-Man trailer looks incredible!
I agree with you. The new Spider-Man trailer does look really good.
Yeah.
I was totally off of that movie for the first two trailers.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen this movie. It was called Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and
dude.
It starred Tobey Maguire. But then the new trailer came along, and I realized, oh, this might actually be a different type of movie.
Yeah.
I'm stoked for that.
Yeah. So is Spider-Man your favorite superhero?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
True story right there.
Do you think there's ever going to be like a Marvel DC movie? I know there.
No.
I think there is.
I wish they would. Because
like 15,
that Marvel 10, DC crossover
years when they've
was
done
awesome.
Everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
In 10, 15 years, there's still not even going to be a Justice League movie. They can't even get their own properties to unite, much less get Marvel to unite with
them.
True story. It's going to be terrible.
But they're going to do like a. Just two characters. It could be like just Batman and Wolverine. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be pretty amazing.
In what world would that fit?
Aliens and Predators did it.
That's true.
That's two totally different entities.
He's got you there.
Both owned by 20th Century Fox. So
hey, you know what color money is? It's green. They do. They absolutely know what color that is.
When they can't reboot anything anymore, they'll start thinking along those lines.
I'm serious.
But here's the thing. They're already talking about Avengers 2, and they're already talking about trying to incorporate two X-Men into the next Avengers movie, but they can't. And so they're trying to figure it out because 20th Century Fox owns this.
I'm saying when
Marvel owns this.
Did you hear Yoshi was right?
Yeah.
When it gets to the end and they've just exploited everything, they look at this box office return and go, 1 + 1 is smart.
Yeah.
You know, split it down the middle. You got two characters. We'll just share some screen time.
They've done it
several hundred times in comic books.
I agree with Steven.
How did they figure it out in the comic books? They go, hey, you're going to make money. I'm going to make money.
Everybody's
going to be so stoked.
I don't know that I'd be happy. I don't know that I'd be stoked. It's two totally different worlds. Totally different universes.
You get cotton candy and you get Tolstoy in one movie. it's going to be good. Kids are going to be confused.
You get War and Peace and Little Abner all the same thing.
No, thank you. I don't want that, though. I don't want that because I felt like... I
don't want good things in life.
No, I feel like we're pseudo taking away from the Avengers in a sense that they still pulled off those little moments. Whether it's Bruce Banner trying to, you know, I don't want to ruin anything.
Don't say
for the
anything,
film.
Spoil it.
I already gave it away.
But I just want to. Characters that transformed. There was the Iron Man is a selfish jerk and only cares about himself and he'll never be the hero. There's the Bruce Banner who's the monster. And so there are still those things. They just didn't have to sit down and have like scotch and debate it over 3 hours like Batman movies.
I feel like I was brought in this morning to be picked on, and I was happy doing some work that I was doing.
I had some good ideas
for writing, and I came in all happy this morning. It's like, man, I got some great ideas for the good news of the day today, and I got some great ideas for some articles, and now
it's not over.
All those ideas are gone.
Listen,
Iron Man redeeming
himself and finding the inner hero, this is the lowest point of the interview.
This is it.
It's all up from here. Let's just do a normal movie. Here we go.
I'm looking forward to Rising.
Oh, man.
It's going to be
Static.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to The Dark Knight Rises, too.
Are you?
I am in love with Batman.
Oh, wow.
Tell us why. Give us the top reason why Batman, why
Even
you love
though you
Batman.
Couldn't understand him when he's talking to you. I love you.
Because he's dedicated. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
He's an angry brat whose parents died. I mean, let's be honest. I'm just kidding.
Superhero, when he wants something, he does it.
Yeah. That's because he has a $1 gajillion.
He does.
No.
You know, that kind of just begs the point of like, you ever notice that guy in high school and he was like the quarterback and his parents were rich?
Yeah.
And isn't that kind of like, I feel like it's a little bit like Batman. He's got all these
or Iron Man,
it's like Tom Brady. Yeah. How can you be that good looking and throw a football that well? Seriously? And your wife is, what? Anyway. Here's what
Hello.
So, yeah, I never was into comic books when I was a kid, just because...
Loser!
I know, and we never bought any, we never went to the store.
Seriously, this guy, who is this guy?
But I was given a somewhat of an inheritance from my father, and I found this giant trunk. Full of old comic books.
No way.
I will give you $7, no reserve.
12. I'll give you 12.
13. 13, nothing.
He got it from his father. It's like prices.
I've got all kinds of awesome comic books. Iron Man number 1 through forever.
No, you didn't. No.
Steve just passed out.
These things. And so that kind of kindled a little bit of a passion for some of this stuff for me.
Wow.
And, Yeah, but just for the sad part is I can't read any of them because they're all written.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, just for survey purposes, can you give us your home address?
Yeah.
Trying to get some demographics here. We just need to know where you live.
They're in Fort Knox.
I've been a collector since I was a little kid, man. I remember hanging out in line on Wednesdays to get certain books, and that is incredible.
Yeah.
I want to high five you through the phone.
That's one of those stories you hear amazing. Through friends, you know.
I heard about this guy once.
Doggone it, he's lying.
My best comic book that I own is Incredible Hulk issue number 181, and it's the first appearance of a man named Wolverine. You may have heard of him.
Just for survey purposes, what's your home address?
It's actually, that one's actually not worth as much as
you
would think.
Are you serious?
Hundreds, you know what I mean? But not like...
You can't retire on it.
Yeah. Superman number... Yeah, I'm like, I could take one kid to Disneyland with it, you know? Like, that's it.
I have Wolverine number one. Yeah. That's not even 100.
No. Well, I don't know.
No?
I mean, 100? Ever?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Static.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys, because you're starting my morning off excellent, because I have a long day of work ahead.
We are here to serve the greater good of the public. Yeah. Kind of like superheroes.
Okay, so who would win in a fight, sir? Batman... Or Moses?
What?
I go with Moses.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you chose wisely.
Well,
okay. Well, what kind of Christian would I be if I didn't choose?
Exactly.
Seriously,
that's true. It's a trap question.
That's like Sunday school where you raise your hand and anything you answer, if you just Jesus. Say Jesus, it's right.
Yep.
Okay, so who ate the first apple? Jesus. He put the apple on the earth. And then he created Eve. I see what you're doing there, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, that was a trap question.
One thing that I loved about Batman was that he was, and as a kid, you know, you're in the backyard and you've got your sticks and you're throwing against trees, which were, you know, Bane or whatever. And, you know, and the one cool thing about it was just like that he didn't mutate. He was just a human.
Yeah.
And so it still has that, you know, moment of, humanity, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he gives you the opportunity to think that it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, and again, going back to
if you're that rich.
Going back to the whole idea of being a Christian, it's like you can do great things. All right.
Yep.
You don't need anything special. You've been given what you need, the Holy Spirit. If you want to do special things as a Christian, don't think you have to wait for another time when I know more, when I've read the Bible more, when I've gone to seminary. You don't have to wait for that.
Mm.
God's given you everything you need right now to do something truly special.
Yeah.
That's the way Batman always inspired
now
me.
Now you just need to find a sensei in the mountains.
Yeah. Will you
like
stop?
Batman.
You crushed it. You crushed it.
No, Yoshi. Here. Yoshi, that's right, man. And,
Yoshi. I like Yoshi. Yeah.
Don't you already have a Yoshi?
We do have a Yoshi.
I'm sorry, Yoshi. Seriously, though, you should write a book. Wouldn't that be awesome to read a book like, and it parallels a different character of the Bible with a superhero?
I give my, when I share my testimony, when I share it with whoever asked me to share my testimony, I usually do my testimony why I'm like Batman, and I go along this parallel path. Okay, this is where Batman started. Here's where I start. This is where Batman went next. Here's where I went next as a Christian. Here's where Batman developed. This is where I developed, and I do
That's
a parallel
awesome,
path.
Man. That's really cool.
So there's a lot you can do with that. I should write a book.
I'm going to do one with Cable.
They would, you know.
No, they wouldn't. You know, because I've actually I've forbidden to have a book published based on the devos that I write. And you know what I was told? I was told, hey, we really like this. When you're famous, let us know and we'll publish it.
Truth.
Not even making it up.
That doesn't sound too foreign. That's the world. That's the world as we know it.
I know.
Anyway, you know what?
I wrote them back. It's like, do you have any tips on how to get famous?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Could you help me
with
that?
Yeah, but what about like a blog? You start a blog and then once a month you post a different character and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how you get famous.
GameAndMovieGuide.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
HollywoodJesus.com.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
That's true.
But apparently that doesn't equal fame.
Yeah. Truth.
Start a band. You'll make no money, but boy.
But then I'll have a name.
Then you'll have that
and
name.
Then they'll be like, okay, now we'll publish your book.
Yeah.
It's like, great, well, now I can't afford to write it.
Yeah,
for real. Sorry, between the first three jobs that I'm doing.
Yeah,
can't exactly. really.
That is amazing. Are you ready to do traffic?
I'm ready. Can I have that awesome music
Let's
thing?
Let's do it.
All right, traffic today. Construction at Wantabo and I-40.
Okay.
Also, Jefferson between Singer and Presidential. Do you even have a Presidential? You don't.
Do we?
Presidential. Prasencio.
I have no
you
idea.
Have no, I've never heard. Hey, between Jefferson Singer and something, some road.
It
that,
looks like Presidential.
Yeah, that's what I said. Presidential. There's some construction.
Yeah, there it is.
If you don't have a road called Presidential, the Presidential.
Yeah.
Road. Watch out for all those stalled cars from people who are having their minds blown by the debate between Batman and the
that's
Avengers.
True. So, yeah, I mean, deep.
I've
they're
had
like
deep
swerving off the road
stuff.
Left and right. What?
What do I do?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. That's your look at traffic?
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by... John Mark McMillan. Song's called Economy. Static Radio, good morning! Steve-O, Steven, and Mitch. For 3 minutes.
Three whole minutes.
Three whole minutes.
Thank you for gracing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You came here for what? Food that you didn't get?
I didn't come here for food.
You get
what?
Get so mad.
Jeez.
Well, because so you're like trying to force me to buy something.
I don't
something.
Work for peanuts. I work for free.
Man.
Peanuts are money.
Is that called the Napoleon complex? Is that what that's called? Little. When you're really short, you're like a little person and you're
trying to be feisty.
I'm just kidding.
Feel like girls can be short, though.
Well, because they are.
But I'm saying, yeah.
Are
dudes
all of
that
them
are
short? I don't know. I feel like I'm abnormally short.
You're no way.
My mom's 5'2".
Oh. Well, she's shorter than me.
My mom
by
is
an inch.
1'9".
1'9".
1'9".
So
that's a problem.
A tiny. She's actually, it was, what was great about it, though, is Walt Disney took a liking to her. And so she's actually the model for the lady that says, well, come back soon, like at the end of the Haunted Mansion, that little lady.
Yeah.
Right?
That was your mom?
No, your mom.
Your mom.
She was 1'9".
Oh, yes, 1'9".
Gosh, that was such a great joke that just totally died like the ghost at the end of the Haunted Mansion.
1% of the audience caught that. Nobody. Did you catch that?
I caught it.
No,
yeah.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
How recently have you ridden the ride that you would remember that?
This last summer. Took the kids.
I didn't.
Mitch?
I didn't since 8th grade.
But you've got a great memory.
I remember that.
The little person at the end of the ride. You don't
remember
that?
But there's tons of stuff going on. I mean, people are, there's like, the haunted people are like in your cart, in the mirror.
Yeah,
there's the faces that would change and sing. I remember all
still my favorite ride.
Tons of stuff was happening.
Really, that was not my favorite ride.
That's still, I mean, we took the boys this last year. That's still my favorite.
My favorite ride is Indiana Jones.
Do you remember this? Do you remember at the end of the haunted, I'm sorry to go back to the haunted mansion.
It's fine, it's fine.
So, and that kind of like person was in the cart with you. And it was like, I'm going to follow you home. And as a kid, I was like, in the name of Jesus, you are not. No. And then I was seriously like, that was the worst part for me. Because like, that guy's like, I'm going to follow you home.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
No.
No, you're not.
We took the kids this last summer to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting next to Luke because I was so excited. Because the first time we went up to
him,
they said he wasn't tall enough. And so he bawled.
But it's not like a ride that
and
you're going
like,
to fall out.
Right. And I'm like, what are you talking
How
about? He's not
fast
tall
does
enough.
This go?
Stand up. I'm like, Luke, stand up straight. And he was so like bummed out that they said no, so he starts slumping down. So finally I'm like, hey, man up. Let's do this. And he stands up straight and he's tall enough. So we get to go on the ride.
Awesome.
Nice.
At the very beginning of the ride, there's Indiana Jones, and the whole time it's like, don't look into the eye. If you look into the eye, you will die, right?
Yeah.
So Luke, we go on the ride. We do the whole ride. At the end of the ride, I'm like, huh? What do you think? Amazing, right? And he says, I don't know. They said not to look in the eyes, so I closed my eyes.
The whole
time. Ride.
I have a friend who did that.
He had his eyes closed.
She regrets it.
The whole time.
That is hysterical. I feel like that's a little young to take on that ride there, big guy.
You know what?
I mean, I'm not trying to get on your parenting, but man, your parenting. Sheesh.
So we immediately got back in line, and I said, no, you look in the eye. It's not going to kill you. Daddy looked in the eye, and I'm not dead yet.
4 nights later of sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Daddy, oh my gosh.
Dude, I'm telling you, yeah, little kids of awesomeness.
I love them.
Static. Fine. Hang up.
That was it.
I know.
They waited on the phone that long just to get that in.
Just to hang up on
us. I just
want to
hang up on you.
I just want to be really
in
rude.
Your face.
Yeah. No one knows who we are. So,
yes.
Anyways. Steve-O, Steven, and Mitch, at least for another minute and 20 seconds, anything special you want to say before you go do your real job?
Absolutely nothing.
Awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Sweet.
Existential.
Hey, we've got a show coming up June 1st. It's a Friday. We talked about it this morning.
Yep.
It is our birthday bash. Static Radio is turning 1 year old, and to celebrate, Anchor and Braille.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be playing?
I think so.
Yeah.
we'll play some new music off it before the month.
Really?
Over. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, you guys have a new record coming out in July, right?
Yep. Yep.
I like that.
We'll get it out here.
Yeah,
we'll get it out here.
Okay. What about Micah? When's he going to put out another solo record?
Because
let's be honest.
Dreams in my dreams.
Boring music for interesting people, or interesting music for boring people, or music that makes you boring for interested people?
Yes.
That's a great record.
It's a great record. But actually, he has retired to work just with Anchor and Braille.
You're selfish.
I know.
Yeah.
And half of me, when he told me that, was like, oh, man, no,
that's
don't
so
quit. Old. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Dude, come on.
I win. I mean, in life. And
Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say good morning to both Steve.
Yeah.
And, the new Steve over there sounds like Dee Snider, man, from the House of Hair.
Wow.
Me? I sound like Dee Snider? Snider.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that the Twisted Sister guy?
Dude, I can't think of a song that they sing.
You gotta fight. Darn, for your right.
No, that's... Is that really them?
No, that was Beastie Boys.
I know. I thought it was like a cover.
By the way, that's not funny. MCA.
That's not funny. I mean, that's a great song. Well, good for them.
Did you know that that's my son's favorite band, Luke?
Beastie Boys?
Favorite band.
Again, let's go back to the parenting thing.
He's got a whole dance he does for that song.
I want to see it. That's awesome.
Incredible.
Let your kids hear Beastie Boys.
Okay, they have something on places where you buy records.
Mm-hmm.
We're non-com, so I'm not going to say iTunes, but places where you can buy it online,
right?
And they offer you the
edited version.
Edited version,
awesome.
Yes. So we got them like the best of the Beasties.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, edited version.
That's cool. Then
he's a fan.
Fine, you're halfway decent parent.
I'm halfway decent
on Wednesdays.
You know, just the music reminds him of Space Mountain, so he just loves it.
That's awesome.
No, I don't know. Static.
Good morning, dudes.
Shane.
And so, what's happening this morning?
What is up, my friend?
Dee Snider. We're not gonna
take it.
No, we're not gonna take it.
I thought it was.
Yeah. We're not gonna take it anymore. I can do that for you.
Wasn't Macaulay Culkin in that video?
Was he really?
I don't know.
That's horrible.
I don't think so, actually.
Yeah,
no. Maybe a little young.
Yeah.
Little young.
Nope. That's really why you're calling? Twisted Sister.
Dude, honestly, it wasn't, but now that we went there, I cannot even remember why I called.
Yeah.
So
there's
that. Yeah.
Sweet!
Dude, it was actually a reason. Oh, yeah. Dude, Men of Valor.
Yeah.
I just got to say this. Can I say this?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
What's Men of Valor? Dude, is that the video game?
Men of Valor is a Christian group of men that are awesome!
All right.
And I got this email this morning on my Facebook from one of them. And Jared, dude, if you're listening, you're the man, dude.
Well, all right.
And he's like, is there any... Yesterday, I just randomly put, God bless you, brother. And we're a group of guys that pray for each other.
Yeah.
And through the church. And so I put, God bless you, brother, on this guy's page yesterday. And this morning when I get on mine, it says, is there anybody in the world who does not like Shane Brummett? And if so, I challenge you to find this person and then punch them in the face.
Wow. There it is, the brand new single from the Temper Trap, I Need Your Love. And you like it better?
I do. The second time around, it was better. The first time I heard it, I was kind of like, you know, I mean, especially because they came out of the gate with Sweet Disposition, which was just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And then to come out with this, I was kind of like, I wanted a little more. Because I felt like it was a little on the slower side, mid-tempo to what the records sound like.
Super 80s. Have you seen the video?
I haven't. I need to see that.
It's a Karate Kid remake, basically.
Wow.
So it's a montage. We're talking freeze frame, 80s, over the
top. That's awesome. I want to see it.
So it's cool. But yeah, I don't know. Speaking of, we were talking about children and how I'm raising mine to be the best children in the universe by taking them to see such films as The Avengers, letting them listen to the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
What else am I doing wrong?
Life.
Right.
So wearing that outfit in public.
It could be worse. I have not gone this. Not gone this far, but wow. For a fee, Dominic DeVille. He will wear a costume and scare your birthday child for a week. Dominic DeVille, he's an evil birthday clown. And okay. His job is to stalk your child for a fee. Yeah. Just in case your children don't have anything to talk about in their therapy sessions. Here's something you might want to consider. He rents himself out as a quote-unquote evil birthday clown who leaves scary notes for your children, warning them that they're being watched and that they'll soon be attacked.
Oh my gosh.
I am not making this up. At the end of a terrifying week, your child will indeed be quote-unquote attacked. DeVille, wearing a freaky clown mask, will smash a cake into your child's face. Look at the photo of him.
Are you kidding? Oh, dude, that's... Oh, I don't want to see that. Stop.
That's like
that gives me nightmares.
That's, look at that.
I'm, no, I'm
look
not.
Look at that. It's. I want to post this photo on Facebook.
I'm sorry, but I hate clowns.
And
I do. That's the worst. Talk about scarring your kid for life.
DeVille is capitalizing on what has become a mainstay for all circus-going kids, the fear of clowns.
Here's what I'm saying. If this guy is advertising, and it's obviously a story, that means someone's actually purchased this package.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a whole full interview here.
You look like a much better parent.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Thank you. Throughout the week leading up to the child's birthday, the child feels more and more that it's being pursued. The clown's one and only aim is to smash a cake in the face of his victim.
My goodness.
When they least expect it during the course of the 7 days. He harasses his targets with texts, phone calls, and letters to let them know that their time is coming soon.
Oh my gosh, this is insane.
These are all, if at any point the kid gets scared or their parents are concerned, they stop right there, he says. But most kids absolutely love being scared senseless.
Are you... No,
yeah.
No, they don't. They don't know it's a joke, so it's to them, it's real.
DeVille, a Swiss actor working in Lucerne, told Orange News that he got the idea from watching his favorite horror movies and thought, how can I bring this to children?
Have you seen It? You know what I'm talking about? That clown movie with Stalker Clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That is insane.
He's a birthday treat, man.
That's a treat?
Yeah, he's a treat.
Yeah, great, great parenting.
Attacking
there.
Your child.
All right,
I don't know.
Let's do a little comparison.
Okay.
Now, is the person that does that right there, is that the worst parent or this parent? Have you heard about the tanning mom?
Oh, yeah, tanning mom.
Did you see those pictures?
Yes.
She looks like a Louis Vuitton bag.
Did you?
You know what I'm talking about? She looks leather bound.
Did you see the skit they did for her on Saturday Night Live
last
week?
No, I did not see that.
Yes. Kristen Wiig portrayed her. And they asked, get this, they asked Tanning Mom, did you see the SNL skit? And she said, yes, it was well done.
It was well done.
She really said that.
That's funny.
It's like,
so she's still in the news right now.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. If you missed it, 44-year-old Patricia was arrested a few weeks ago for child endangerment. Did you you heard that?
Well, I don't know why, though. I just saw her, and she looked like burnt toast, and it was like, whoa.
Allegedly, she took her 5-year-old to the tanning salon, 5 years old.
Okay.
She says her daughter just had a sunburn.
Oh, wow. Wait. She took her daughter to tan?
Yes.
5 years
old? 5 years old.
Wouldn't you think the tanning salon would say, nah.
Yeah, that's what... I think there's a lot of things that should have happened.
Right.
Okay. Starting with the brain of Patricia.
Is that the mom?
Yeah. Maybe it was fried. You know what I'm saying? Maybe her brain was literally... No, I'm just kidding. But isn't that... Which do you think is worse, though? Taking your daughter to a 5-year-old tanning bed.
Oh, man, you can't...
Or
you can't
hiring a clown to scare your child. Oh, and get that for a birthday. That's your present.
You can't put a limit on crazy.
I spent all your money on a Swiss clown.
Yeah. Who's going to scare the tar out of you for the next week?
Do you collect like those little comic book figurines? Do you have any of those?
Yeah, my kids have a ton of them.
So let's say you really like the tanning mom. This is no joke.
Oh,
Hero
no.
Builders is creating a tanning mom action figure.
You are kidding me.
No. No.
Does it come with the, like lifelike tanning salon bed?
I don't know.
How come we don't have action figures?
For action
30
figures.
Bucks?
30 bucks for the tanning mom. You know, and if you buy that, the accessory is the 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
You know what you could do is just buy a Barbie and a brown marker and probably do the same
thing. Some spray paint.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Get your mom's favorite leather purse, kids. Cut out a little face. put it, stick it right on your action figure, and you got the tanning model.
That's creepy. We need to post the photo of this evil clown.
Yeah, you're gonna
the
flip
evil
out.
Clown service. It's only available in Lucerne, Switzerland. He was inspired by his favorite horror movies, Stephen King's It and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Yeah. I was terrified of clowns when I was a kid.
I was too.
Thanks to movies like Poltergeist that my mother let me watch when I was a child.
Well, me and my brother sat on the front row at a circus, which is, you feel like awesome, right?
Right.
Because, hey, I'm a kid. I'm in the front row.
Right,
this is awesome.
Tigers and
so
fun
the,
stuff.
Yeah, the clown comes up and starts, taunting my little brother, okay? So we're like 6 and 3. My little brother starts crying. I punch the clown.
No way!
Pow!
Good!
Yeah, but both my fear and my brother's fear of clowns.
Yeah. Being realized by
Inception,
this dude.
Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. We have got... We'll post a photo. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. We'll post that photo in un momento. Right now, though, some Sufjan.
Yep.
I'm a fan.
I'm a massive fan.
Yeah.
No, he played with the Danielson band.
He played with what?
Danielson.
Who's like the guy from Karate Kid? Danielson?
Oh, no. We're going to go into a school of music right after this.
Yeah! I'm down.
Danielson. Check it out.
Danielson.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, Karate Kid. Play some Sufjan.
Yeah.
Great song. The song's called Chicago.
There it is.
Here on Static Radio.
The Lighthouse and the Whaler. Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Steven.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
And Gavin Rosdale.
Who?
Whoa.
With arms wide open.
Whoa. Hey.
Well, the dogs defy you.
Eddie
Got
Vedder.
Time to work.
Eddie Vedder is a pioneer of one of the greatest sounds in the musical industry, man.
True. He shouldn't have been lumped in that group. Sorry, Ed. I know he's listening. I'll call him after this.
He listens regularly.
Yeah, I'll call him.
He really does.
I call him EV. Yo, Ev.
EV?
Yeah, Eddie Vedder.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry, you don't know his last name? It's cool. Yo, Ev.
He actually was
that.
Supposed to be here like a couple weeks ago, canceled his entire tour. His entire tour.
Why? What was that?
Throat something?
Yeah, that's true. That's fine. Because
laryngitis.
I heard that he plays on this tour. He was playing for 3 hours a night.
Yeah. Ukulele.
Yeah, I could do that once.
Yeah?
That's my final performance of life, and then I die. I feel like I get bored of my own self after 3 hours.
What's an average show? What's the longest show, actually, you guys have ever played?
We did... We did an evening with in Australia. So we played right under 2.5 hours. It was about 2 hours and 15 minutes, you know. So I guess.
But was it like unplugged or...
No, it was basically just kind of like one of those things where, I mean, it's a fans, you know. Well, kind of.
And you guys talked about the song, so you didn't really
play? No, we didn't even do that. I mean,
really?
Seriously,
you
like...
played for 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Is it the set... I'm sorry, but the first person I think of is Nate. Because that would suck.
Yeah.
Gosh,
True.
You know, like guitar singing. No, drum. That would be exhausting.
Drummings would be exhausting. Yeah, drums would be exhausting.
I think so. Yeah. Let's be honest. They're the hardest working person.
You know?
Let's be honest.
It is true.
Let's be honest.
That is true.
Them and metronomes. I mean.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep time.
It is.
It really is.
I'd like to make a joke about a watch here, but then it'd be so cheesy, so I'm just going to go ahead and skip that. You know what I'm saying?
Remember swatches?
No, I don't.
Did you wear like 8 swatches?
I couldn't afford a swatch, dude.
Really?
Yeah, you rich kid.
The band is Quiet Science.
Man, I like that. That
song's called Runner. Yeah. Right?
That's better than the Temper Trap single.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
If they had to face off.
That's a bold statement.
Hey, if they had to face off,
I'd
vote for Quiet Science.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out that band. You said you got their record.
Yeah, we have the whole record.
I'm going to listen to it.
We did that for a cover to cover once.
Man,
and it was amazing.
We're
going to
do it again.
Yeah, we are?
Yeah, we are. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Okay. Man, I don't know if I want to go to a topic. I've got a full-on topic that we can go to, but we were just talking off air about the impromptu interviews that we're going to be doing over the next month.
Yeah.
We've got a good one.
I think so.
I think we got a good one. Here, I got his... Do you want me to call him?
Oh, you're going
to
call him right now?
Do you want me to call him?
I thought we were going to be a little more professional and maybe like coming out of a break.
Oh.
You know, if that's a... But why is that? Go for it.
Why does
go
it have it. To be more professional?
All right, here I got his
Who
number.
Who are you?
It's 515.
Okay, 515.
No, really. Don't it's 347.
Don't do that.
Why
I've
not?
Got it. I've got it on my phone.
No, here. I've got it. Look, I'm showing you. So yeah, anyway, should I set up the band? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, sure. You talk about this. Because I discovered Luke's band through your show.
With Switchfoot. We went on tour with them.
Yeah.
Great group of guys. They're called Atomic Tom. They're out of New York City.
Oh,
wow. He gave you the good number.
Stop it.
Yeah, my number is 5 or 3 9s.
Oh.
Do you know how to dial phone? You
need to help? Here, hold on.
Can you help? Okay. Who's this Mitch? Operator, connect us. Hey.
Hello?
Michelle.
Hey.
I'm having a hard time dialing the phone back here, and since you do that for a living, will you come dial the phone number of this band guy for me?
Really?
I really am kind of having trouble.
Oh. No, seriously.
We're trying to talk to Luke White, the front man for Atomic Tom.
Also, I can't lift my coffee to my mouth. Could you come in here? And I've got some sewing to do, see?
I'm just...
I need a pay raise if I'm going to do this.
We'll double it from zero times two is zero.
There it is. Okay, fine. I guess I'll do it myself.
I think you can do it. I believe in you.
Thank you.
She believes you can dial.
What?
Nice.
That was horrible. But that's good. I like the encouragement.
Wow.
All right. Give him a call. We shouldn't have told him. We should just prank him.
Yeah, it's too late now. I already told him. We can't prank him. He knows we're calling. He may be listening. Is he listening?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So there's no pranking.
That's true.
Calling Luke from Atomic Tom.
Yep. Oh, he's got better things to do, apparently.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, this is Universal Republic. You're dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, we just wanted to tell you, nice try.
Wow. That was mean.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
Mean?
You're on the air, by the way, Luke.
Luke and I go way back.
Do you?
We meet again, Steven.
Yeah, we do. How's that possible? We got into a full-on wrestling match in Los Angeles. What venue is that? I don't even...
Is that the real reason why you left the tour?
That's the real reason why you left that tour? Yeah, he couldn't face me after I just pummeled him.
Oh, left the tour. You mean escorted out by the police?
Yeah, remember that? Is that really why? That's really why?
That's really why.
That's good, because that was a great show.
Luke, you got a great band on your hand there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Now, when you stole my moves on stage, what was going through your
Oh man! Remember the football game where you, were on the floor writhing in pain, Steven?
No, I don't quite recall that. I do remember beating you.
It's probably because he was almost unconscious. He couldn't remember things.
Do you remember the score being 13,000-0? I think did you score negative points? Did you run backwards?
I do remember that I think both bands are banned from playing the Wilton because we completely destroyed the basement.
Yeah,
wow.
That was bad.
Wow.
It was a great
time, though.
You
guys pulled a rock star moment and destroyed something?
It was Fight Club down there.
It was.
Oh,
but it was fun, man. We had a good time, good tour.
Yeah, so what's going on with Atomic Tom?
We are we're currently working on our second record.
Awesome.
Nice. Record ever.
That's great. Do you want me to write more of your hits?
Oh.
Yes, Steven, actually. You're due.
Okay.
You're due. We're waiting. What's going on?
So you're writing. Now you're writing all in New York City. Are you guys, do you go somewhere to write? What do you do? What's kind of your MO?
Right now we're writing all in New York City. I'm just holed up in our magic cave here and, hunkering down, seeing what we can put out and do ourselves. And we're actually trying to find, some sort of really crazy space in Jersey or upstate New York where we can just hunker down for 6 weeks. And
that's awesome. Have you guys picked a producer yet?
Nope, not yet. We're not even at that point. We're just working on these songs, trying to really figure out what we want to sound like and do in this next record.
You guys should sound like Atomic Tom.
Yeah, they're good.
Really good.
Yep.
They're all right.
Yeah,
all right.
So if you can really, if there's
so
a sound that you should sound like... It should be Atomic Tom. I'm thinking. Or, who else is huge these days?
I have no idea.
Bieber,
Justin Bieber.
It's Atomic Tom or Biebs. Sound like Biebs.
Or the Biebs.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got similar hair.
So our drummer's from Canada. So,
oh,
you know,
oh, one possible. Step closer.
So you're already one step closer, and he's about to break. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
One. I didn't see that one coming a mile and a half away. So are you going to tour any, in between riding, or are you just going to, you know, kind of hole up? I mean, you guys got some one-offs.
We're doing nothing but riding.
That's
right
now. Awesome. How many songs you guys got so far?
We got about 15 that we're working on.
Okay. That's awesome. Good deal. Good deal. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
So that means you probably have about an EP ready to go, right? Good songs?
Yeah.
Isn't that usually what happens?
Three songs that I feel okay about.
Sweet. That's it? Three?
Yep.
That's
we
not
probably
even
won't
an
even
EP.
Make the record, but, you know.
That's
we,
how it
we
works.
We've got to go through this whole process, and then we're going to have a songwriter, producer come in and write the whole thing.
That's so smart. That's exactly what we do.
Yeah?
That's good. Dude, that's
like
awesome,
that.
Man. So besides, man. You know, what, tell me about, like, your favorite tour experience. And I'm not saying that just to, you know, switch. I'm saying, like,
wow.
is there one moment when you were just kind of like, not we made it, but more like,
this is so
what I'm doing. This is what I've all these years I've dreamt to be a musician, and this is what I imagine the moment to be like. Is there like a moment where you're standing on stage, where you guys in the middle of the desert recording a video? What was that moment that you felt like, man, this is what I've dreamt about all these years?
Oh, completely. Abilene, Texas. It just happened to be on tour with Amberlynn and Switchfoot.
Are you serious?
It was the last, oh, yeah.
Abilene,
it was the
Texas?
Last show. Yeah, let me tell you about this show. First of all, we had been to Amarillo, Texas.
Right.
And it was quite a contrast. Amarillo, Texas was a bit rough. Loved the town, loved the people. But it was a little bit difficult getting out of there. Our van broke down. That was all kinds of good times. Mm. We actually had to ride in the back of the cab of the truck carrying all Switchfoot and Amberlynn's gear.
Wow.
That was our, yeah.
Sorry.
And that was the moment you said, we made it!
Exactly. No, but Abilene, Texas, it was the last show of the tour. We were just, you know, it was that kind of moment where we were like, this is it. You know, we don't need to put on pretenses or, like, go get bent out of shape or do whatever. Here we are. This is it. Let's just have fun. And it was the best show we had ever played in our lives.
That's awesome, man.
Fun.
That's so cool.
It was a good time.
And Steven wasn't there. So
that made it,
made it all the better. No, you really you really weren't there. Yeah.
No, it was sad. Truth be told, I didn't get to, you know, wrestle and have my workout beforehand. It
yeah.
Was,
next time.
Rusty.
Next time.
But what you're saying is,
you know,
with him not around, you thrived and succeeded, and you do better without him.
You know how people thrive in conflict? It just makes them a better person.
Yeah.
Hey, just out of curiosity, who got you on that tour in particular?
Yeah.
Like, not what band? I mean, what band member got you on that? Okay, just that. No, just kidding.
It wasn't the iPhone video that got him on that tour. It wasn't like the big,
you know,
iPhone
what?
Apple thing.
No.
I actually had never seen it.
You got me on tour just to beat the crap out of me.
That's true. Yeah. I needed a punching bag.
Yeah.
You needed that younger brother.
I did.
Yeah, I'm excited for a new record. We, you know, we're rocking three Atomic Tom tracks right now, and we need more.
I know. You guys have been amazing to us. Thank you so much. We're fans.
I didn't know you guys until that show, actually. And Joey Belleville, our friend Joey, he crazy fan. Like, you know, we used to work for Apple, and so that's how he discovered you guys. And after that, it was like, Atomic Tom is opening? Can you give me tickets?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I gotta be there. I gotta see him. And then he missed the show.
Oh.
I think he got to see the last two songs right before, right before Amberlynn came up. So
that's right. I have to say, that show was actually really cool for us, too, because it was the first show. We were playing our bell, This Is How We Like to End. And everybody put up their phone during that show, completely like I didn't say anything. They just did it.
Yeah.
And it was just a sea of blue light, and it was very cool.
That's awesome, man.
Albuquerque doesn't suck when it comes to good shows.
No, they do not.
I'm saying.
They are very well.
Pretty awesome.
So you're definitely going to have to come back through here. Hopefully we can have another amazing Amberlynn experience with the likes of Dan and Moon. That was a great show. How great was that show?
I don't
know. Those guys are very cool guys.
I'm telling you, that was the best Amberlynn show I have
ever
seen.
That may have been, you know, that whole last half of the run with Dan and Philip was probably better than the first half.
It was special. I mean, it was something special.
You know, I'm standing right here.
I'm hoping that you get so bummed out that you just give it up, and maybe Dan and Moon, they can take over for Amberlynn. You can just stay here with me, co-host the morning show. No?
You know, he's just going to hop on a plane to New York City and beat the crap out of me again.
Yeah, hey, I'm on my way.
This is true.
Hey, actually, we're playing Brooklyn in June.
No sleep till?
Wow.
So where are you playing?
Some sit-down theater. I want to say the Wiltern or Wilshire or the Shire. I don't really know. It just happens.
I'll just look it up. Yep. It's online, I'm sure, on the interwebs.
Either way, we'll hang when I get to Brooklyn.
I like it.
Luke White, everyone. Atomic Tom, a great band. We're going to play a song off your record. I'd let you pick it because you're the singer, but I'm going to go ahead and pick it.
I
think we're going to go ahead and play. I think Collide.
My favorite, I think I want to play Last Christmas because it's so relevant to June. It's not even June. Seasonal. I mean, perfect. You know, just perfect
Christmas in June.
Seasonal time of awesome. I think I want to play Last Christmas.
Really? Is that what you...
Man. I love this song.
Well, before you guys go...
Yeah.
Before you guys go, let me just say, you guys are one of our favorite stations. You guys have been very cool to us.
Really?
And
do you mean that?
We really appreciate that. No, I really mean that. There's no other station playing three songs of ours at the same time, so...
Yeah.
Yes, we mean it.
How much do you mean it? Like, do you love us?
I love you.
I love you too, Luke White.
I love you.
You're my favorite.
He's so dreamy.
You complete me.
No, I was just thinking about saying that and thought I'd be weird. But you said it for me. So, right. What do you want to play?
Want to play? Sentences.
There you go.
See? What do you want to play, Luke? What song? I mean, we seriously got them all. No joke. California. This is how we like. Whatever. Wait on you.
California.
Good to me.
That's a totally different band.
No, he's writing the song right now.
Oh, in California.
Right.
About New York.
About New York.
Because that's Artie.
Which one do you want, Luke?
We got Collide, Break My Heart Around You.
Collide.
All right.
There you go.
See, huh? Good pick.
I like
good
it.
Pick.
All right, Luke.
Nice.
Great talking to you, man.
Right,
we're going to call on you at the end of the month when we're doing our big fundraiser so you can tell us how awesome we are again.
There you go.
Excuse me.
We will. Absolutely. All right, here it is from the In Parallel EP. The song is Collide. It's Atomic Tom, Static Radio.
I feel like with music like this, you gotta have to come out with a bang. I mean, this is like Eye of the Tiger, so we better say something really powerful right here.
Okay, you think of it. We'll start over.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to turn our mics off.
All right.
We're going to start over.
Start over. The ratings just came in. Static Radio number one in this nation.
Yeah, we don't have ratings.
I'm just making stuff. I don't know, but I didn't know what to come out with. I don't know what to say. That was all I had. It's like, I feel like with Eye of the Tiger music, you better say something really like.
You really should.
Yep. So you didn't have anything. You squandered
you
the Eye of the Tiger.
You wanted to come out of the gate with something amazing.
You just squandered the eye.
I want to talk about something.
That should be a new radio term.
A little scary.
Okay.
Can we talk about fears?
Okay.
Biggest fears. Will you get real with me for a minute?
Yeah. You're okay. Laughing, so I don't know.
Here's the deal. According to a new survey, what do you think the number one fear in the world is?
Sadly, I read that, so I know what it is.
Before you read the article, what would you have said?
I think death. I would think fear of death would be the number one fear
in the world.
Yeah, I feel like everybody in their lifetime has struggled with that, and I'm sure, you know, like, I would think it would be kind of on people's
mind. That's meaningful. That's a meaningful fear. That's a good fear. Nomophobia.
It sounds intimidating.
Yeah, it's the feeling of anxiety you get when you're away from your cell phone. I wish I were making this up.
America!
Yeah. No, this is the world.
No way.
Yeah, according to a new study, it's now the most common fear in the world. 66% of people worldwide suffer from some amount of nomophobia.
Man. Nomophobia.
The feeling of anxiety you get when you're away from your phone. I can't believe it's reached this point. 66% of people worldwide have some feeling of anxiousness when they're away from their phone. That's up from 53%
But if you're honest with yourself, I'm not worried so much like about getting in touch, but the fact that I spent so much money on my phone and I can't find it, that's what gives me anxiety.
Last week, my phone I was in the middle.
Disappeared?
I was. Yes, it was amazing.
You're right.
Like, no. Last week, I was away from my wife, me and the boys. Okay. It was free comic book day, okay. So we were down at the comic shop.
Which comic book shop?
Astros. They actually sponsor our morning.
That's
show.
Why I said That's that. Why, yeah. Yeah, I really did. Know
Astro
which
Zombies.
One.
So we were down there and rocking free comic book day, and I was checking Instagram. Disappeared. No, it went blank.
Your
blacked out.
iPhone?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Right? And so I was like, that's funny. I had like 70% of battery life. This isn't really happening. So I kept trying to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a quote-unquote genius. So I know some of the tricks to shock it back to life. Right. I was trying to do all the little tricky tricks.
Yep.
Nothing was working. I'm not going to lie. My anxiety went through the roof.
Wow.
I can't get a hold of my wife.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be somewhere. I'm supposed to be meeting her somewhere.
Yeah.
I have no way to get a hold of her. I don't have everybody's...
The comic book store didn't have a phone
I
that
don't
you
have
use,
cell like, phone numbers memorized.
You have your own wife's number memorized?
Why do I need it memorized? I just press the phone thing that says her name.
My goodness, man.
I couldn't get a hold of anybody.
That is insane.
I was a little anxious.
I bet.
Needless to say, I had to make an appointment, and it turns out there was some kind of new weird thing that the iPhones, the 4, there's some weird disconnect in the back, and it just kills the battery.
This begs the question, what did people do 20 years ago? You basically would have to call your friend, tell them where you're going to meet,
yeah.
Then designate the time,
yeah.
And then cross your fingers that life doesn't happen,
and
that everything works out, and
right.
You actually get there.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you're not, I mean, what are you going to do, write them a letter? If you don't, I mean, it's not going to get there in time.
I wonder in the future, like, let's fast forward 30 years, what they're going to be saying. I can't, what did they do before man-o-nanums? Like, when you didn't have that, implanted in your teeth and your ear, what did you do?
Yeah, dude.
What if your cell phone ran out of battery? This one runs on saliva.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to say? What are they going
to
say?
Dude, I don't know. Needless to say, number one fear in the world, cell phone anxiety, being away from your phone. What's your biggest fear?
Insane.
Yeah. Static, hello.
My biggest fear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is calling a radio station.
Well, you have just overcome it.
You just conquered that.
Yeah, I just did. You know the anxiety that I'm feeling right now? You know what would make it better?
What?
Some acoustic ready fuels.
Ooh, acoustic ready fuels.
I think.
Did you guys ever do that?
No.
Did you ever put that down?
That would make me very anxious if I found that, because
you'd be like, where did that come from?
I think you guys should do it. Steve-O, you play guitar, right?
I do play guitar.
Do you really?
Do you play guitar?
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, little known fact.
And you play guitar actually with a guy that I know, Jared, the drummer.
Yeah, Jared's my drummer for our worship band.
Yeah, he goes, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
The one that you had to make sure it was really real.
Yes.
I play with her in our worship team.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so...
That's awesome.
So I've heard you're, a pretty decent guitarist, so I think you guys can rock it out.
We'll try it.
I think you guys should. You guys are awesome.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks.
Way to overcome your fear.
Yeah, right.
Good job.
All right. Okay, later.
I think he was lying. That wasn't his biggest fear.
Sounds like it. We can overcome that.
I think it was nubophobia or whatever.
Which one's Ready Fuels? That's the one with the music video of awesomeness, right?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Come on.
Oh, give me a break.
Who hasn't wanted to stand in front of a green screen with your PlayStation 2 music thing on?
When they explained the video, they said explosions around us. I was imagining like World War II bombs going off.
Right.
Not 1990 screensaver.
Dude. It was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Because it was like having your screensaver running while still getting to see a music video at the same time.
So sad.
Your music video is my screensaver.
So sad.
Yeah.
God bless America.
So let me get... Which one's that?
Oh, no. That's okay. We don't have to continue.
Come on. Ready?
There's other songs that we can go... It's happening right now.
I'm trying to get a feel for it because I'll do the guitar.
It's crazy that you can have dead air while talking. Just dead air.
Touche, my friend. Touche. What is your biggest fear? Facebook.com/MySaticRadio or 505-338-3700. The number one fear, most common fear in the world right now, at least according to the survey, is nomophobia, the feeling of anxiety you get when you're away from your cell phone. Wow. Number one fear, away from your cell phone. You'd think it would be... Yeah, death, or the fear of losing a loved one, or a fear of being wrongfully accused of something you didn't do and going to prison for 27 years and then getting out to exact revenge on the three people that set you up to do that. That's always been my biggest fear.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Why would you be anxious about exacting revenge?
Well, it's the three people. Count of Monte Cristo. I read it when I was a kid, and that became my biggest fear ever.
Wow.
I'm just being real with you, man.
I'm saying solitary confinement. That would be nuts.
Do you know what? Honestly, claustrophobia, yeah.
Yeah.
Being
in one cell and then pacing back and forth.
I can't even sit down when I'm on the phone. Chrissy makes fun of me because I'll be at home. Somebody will call and I'll stand up immediately and just begin walking around the living room. And the next thing you know, I'm walking through my house. I could walk 2 miles on the phone.
Yeah.
By the end, it's like out of breath.
Easy.
I'm on the phone. Yep. Just talking on my cell phone. Yeah.
Easy.
I can't sit. I'm just anxious. I can't sit down.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. I can tell.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Did you post that? Your biggest fear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We should probably pay the bills and take a quick break.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
We'll do that. And right back with, we got some Thrice. We've got some that. I don't know how to say that. Ooh, let's do Shell after this. Have you heard Shell yet?
I haven't.
You haven't heard Shell?
Got to run some Stephen Keach because that's what we promised the people.
We promised the people some Stephen Keach. We may be talking to him at some point in the near day future. Have you heard Vocal Few? That's
interesting. I have not.
Front man of Classic Crime.
Are you just making up names right now?
What's his name? Lead singer of the Classic Crime?
Matt.
Matt. Him and his wife.
This is their side project. I have heard of them. I've not heard the songs yet.
Yeah. We'll rock some of that.
Good job.
That's on the agenda, the to-do list.
I like it.
We'll do that right after this. Static Radio.
Connect to a hot... Is she really gone? I lost my queen along with my crown. When the dragon came down.
That would be Shell, When the Dragon Came Down.
I want to tour with them.
Really?
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Was really good.
I will pray that it happens.
Every day?
True story. Yes.
You pray?
I'm gonna fight you. It is 9:23 now. Steve-O, Steven. There's a lot of Steves around here.
There is, man.
We gotta differentiate.
We're just about to play some Stephen Keach.
Yeah, that true story. That's Stever. How I got my. That's how I got my name, Steve-O.
Is Stephen Keach?
Was high school. Yes, Stephen Keach from Hase Day was like, your name is Steve-O. My next door neighbor was Steven, and I was Steven.
Dude, so unoriginal.
I know. Dude, I have the most unoriginal name in the universe. My middle name is Michael.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you have Jeter. That's not bad.
That's true.
Jeter's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, my next door neighbor's dad, they were from Massachusetts and did not want to call us both Steven because obviously it was confusing because we always were hanging out together and we're both Steven. So I became Steve-O. Like this, Steve-O. You're Steve-O. From now on, you're Steve-O. Like 13. I'm like, okay, Stan. That was his dad's name. Stuck forever.
There you go.
That was the most pointless, boring story of all time.
I'm still asleep.
What is your biggest fear? Mine is realized right now. Realizing I still have 27 more days with you. more of this. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. According to this survey, the number one fear taking over the world right now, 66% of all people worldwide apparently suffer from some amount of nomophobia. That would be a fear of being away from your cell phone. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. Biggest fear.
Some people are saying deep sea fish. I have never heard of that. Because it's not a fear that you're... It's not like an everyday fear. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like a car accident
it
or...
It could be an everyday fear. Think what? About that.
So this Anthony guy is deep sea fishing every day in Albuquerque?
I don't... How do you know he's in Albuquerque? It's the World Wide Web.
Oh, I thought that was local.
Yeah. Facebook's like outside of Albuquerque, too.
I didn't even know that.
I know.
That's crazy.
They actually made a movie.
He's also scared of moths.
Dude, moths are terrifying. Did you see Godzilla? Mothra? He's huge.
They don't can't do. I guess I hate cockroaches, and they can't do anything either.
Well, yes, they can. They can give you 147 diseases that they carry on their back. They're disgusting. What else?
G. Eric said failure, which is kind of deep.
That's true.
That's my biggest fear.
But he also
he closed it out with mayonnaise.
Failure, ineffectiveness in the kingdom, and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I'm not a fan of mayonnaise. I'm a Miracle Whip. You know what I mean? Like if I have to have that. lard. Do you realize that's just like lard? That's all mayonnaise is. Tasty lard.
My tour manager just wrote, someone showing up late for a very important radio acoustic performance due to multiple flat tires. Hey, Andy, if you're listening right now, I got to tell you that I didn't really have a flat tire.
Oh, man!
I just didn't feel like going.
What could really be more important than being a radio acoustic performance?
I was driving from Florida.
For us?
He said good radio station.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. We're number one. No, I was trying to drive to Atlanta, Georgia from Orlando, which I can't believe my tour manager let me drive 8 hours.
No kidding.
To try to get there in time. Good call, big guy.
Yeah. Speaking of calls, 505-338-3700.
Anyway, I didn't make it. I had a flat tire. I was like an hour late.
Did you really have a flat tire? Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did. We're honest people, and you did.
I did. I had a flat tire. I've had a flat tire in the past.
You changed my flat tire here when you were here a couple. Remember that?
I'm a man.
Like a couple times. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Now I'm a man.
Static.
Hey, how's it going?
So you know. Good. Who is this?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Callie Deb.
Hey, Callie Deb.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Yeah.
Here's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Calling a radio station that one of my favorite singers is DJing.
Boring. That's awesome.
That's real.
That's like, your real
I'm
fear?
I'm so nervous right now.
You're being serious? Aww. That's real?
I'm just really nervous right now. I'm not afraid.
Boring.
No, that's not what I was afraid of.
Uh-huh. Totally. Yeah.
Boring.
So here's what I think I would fear most. Hurting like the people that I really love a lot.
At the risk, for
the sake of my face. You know what I mean? Like,
boring.
I'm serious.
No, I'm trying to be serious.
I know you. I'm being serious too. What are you?
Okay.
Wow.
So listen, I think that Steven is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you have competition, Steve-o. Can I just say that?
Yeah, that's fine. You can say it.
But I'm the boss,
so I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, watch this. Watch. Talk, Steven.
She's all standing there.
Nice. Trying to cut me out.
Say anything?
Yeah, I was trying to.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's a true fear, though. I can see that. You have a very valid fear.
I have a fear that Journey will never reunite with Steve Perry.
That's not she had a real fear. Yours. Boring.
Oh, here. Sorry. Go ahead.
Here's your fear.
Boring.
Yeah. Same. Good job. Good job, you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other people listed bees, wasps, insects, and snakes. That is a long list that this Holly had.
Yeah. Those are all kind of lumped together. Those are the little creatures of doom that, you know. I hate centipedes, and we have lots of those and scorpions out here. Which, by the way, be careful before you go to bed. You make sure you...
Are you serious?
Shake the sheets.
Oh, my goodness. You just scared the crap out of my woman.
I'm just saying, shake the sheets, guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Does everybody do that? You're just pulling
I'm being totally serious. There's a couple years ago, I don't know what happened, like some sort of weird... Because, you know, we have the labs here, like the Sandia Labs. They do crazy experimental type things. And they were doing this thing with scorpions.
Oh, my God.
I'm being totally... Yeah. And apparently because of it, due to that, like this pheromone of something, there's an overpopulation of scorpions. So you have to shake your sheets before you go to bed. I'm serious.
This is killing me.
Yeah, welcome to Albuquerque.
I want to go home.
I'm absolutely making that up. I'm sorry. There's no... Would I live here if that was true? Honestly, are you kidding me?
I don't know. Your desert's crazy.
But really, we found a couple in our house.
No, listen to this fear, though, on Facebook. Nate just said, running into an inmate from when I worked at the jail who still wants to kill me. That is legitimate.
That's a legitimate fear. All my lame fears just got way less scary.
That's insane. Why, Nate, I'm sorry. You gotta move, man.
Dude.
You gotta move.
Yeah.
You gotta change your name to Nate Willy Wonka. You gotta do something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. You gotta go.
And then he puts it on Facebook for the world to see. By the way, I'm here.
I'm Nate Hook. Here I am. Here's my address. Oh, no. I check into Starbucks on 5th every day at 10.
My biggest fear while being in the witness protection program is that someone will discover me on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too hard to search for you, big guy. There you are. I don't know, man.
That's Nate Hook, 2743 Wyoming Boulevard. I'm just kidding.
Phone number 713. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nursing homes.
Oh. Okay.
Now, I can see that. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting old. It's all, you know, like, I feel like there's stages of life. It's all going to be great. Until someone feeds me. Yeah. Then just go ahead and...
You're done?
I'm tapped out at that point.
But at that point, you're so old if somebody's having to feed you that there's really nothing you can do but wait it out like The Notebook. I mean, really.
Save it all in my mouth and just... try to swallow it all one time. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm just saying. That's
growing
the
really, getting really, really old?
I don't even mind that. It's just the feeding me.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Changing my diaper. I don't want my diaper to be changed.
That's why you just got to look at your children and say, hey, someday you're going to be doing this for me. That's why we have children. True story. That's why I have boys. I can't wait. Because they're going to be man enough to carry me around and change my diaper.
Here, boys.
Yes. Truth.
Oh, man.
Truth. That's love.
There's a lot more fears. You guys go post them. We'll talk about them.
Yeah,
there's some legitimate ones over here. I'm going to read it after the next break with Mans. Good times.
Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What is your biggest fear? Nomophobia, the feeling of anxiety when you lose your cell phone. That apparently is the number one fear right now, at least according to this survey.
Yeah, nobody online has said that yet. You know?
Yeah. People are putting real stuff, not reaching my potential.
That's deep, Jessica. Good job.
That is good.
I think the one scariest here, several people have said, Heather said, something happening to my children.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That's got to be insane.
Yeah, that's...
Fall. Yeah. Wait. Oh, fail. I thought I said fall. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, man. Once a year, you are just...
Yeah.
Jessica, that's bad. That's good. No! Someone's coming to an end! Yeah.
Yeah. Terrified of fall.
Steve says, I've been in the sign business for 25 years, and I'm still afraid of heights.
That's me.
Yeah, but you work
terrified.
On radio.
That's true.
This dude's up on, you know.
I've had to do some crazy things. Like, I used to do that TV show thing. We did a hot air balloon ride. It was absolutely magnificent.
I heard
and
that.
Terrifying.
I heard you had to change your pants afterwards.
I was clinging to the side. Dude, it's terrifying. The worst was in there, we're however high we are, and I turned to the pilot and say, about how high are we right now? And he said, 3 seconds. I was like, awesome. Thank you for easing my terrifying fear.
Three seconds.
That's about how long it would take for me to hit the ground.
Oh, man.
3 seconds.
I like that he didn't just use miles or kilometers. Right.
Yeah, no. 3 seconds.
Aeronautical terminology.
About 3 seconds.
You're gonna,
I've had to do that. I've had to jump off of the side of a mountain with a parachute thingy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we did that. Paragliding?
That
is that
so
what?
No, that's
something.
Not paragliding.
We did.
That's just cliff
crazy
jumping with a parachute.
Parachute.
I don't know.
We did that.
I want to go to there.
That was fun, unless you don't get enough speed, in which case Joey just kind of tumbled forward down the face of the mountain, and thankfully we grabbed him. But
are you serious?
Truth. Because it's already deployed. So I don't know what that's called. You have a parachute, but it's already deployed, and so you have to run, and pull it to where the parachute gets enough, and you just jump. And
that is insanity. I'm doing it tomorrow.
And he didn't get enough speed the first time, and so the parachute didn't go up all the way, and the wind caught him and pulled him back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Terrifying!
Yeah.
But exhilarating.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. That's
let's do that tomorrow for lunch.
Sounds good.
Jump off a mountain tomorrow for lunch.
If you're serious, I'm serious. That'd be awesome.
Biggest fear.
Can I eat a sandwich? Can we do both at the same time?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
It truly would be called a sandwich at that point when you're on a mountain in the middle of the desert because it'd be disgusting and gritty.
Yeah.
That's punny.
That's good.
That's what I do.
Witty.
Yeah. All right.
Witty.
Taking a quick break. Right back. We got some Stephen Keach. We've got Thrice and more with me and Stephen.
Yep. Good
right
times.
After this, Static Radio.
88.3. What will people think?
Need to breathe. The outside. Outsiders, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 9:45 now. We've come close to the end.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's winding down.
Is that your fear?
That is my fear of endings.
Your fear is of endings?
Yeah, that's why I don't finish books.
Yeah, according to a new survey, 66% of people worldwide suffer from some amount of nomophobia. The feeling of anxiety you get when you're away from your cell phone. This is at least according to Daily Mail in the UK. All of our stuff's from overseas. We need to find some America stories.
America!
America!
Ethnocentric.
Yeah.
We're the best, or so we think.
We do.
We do think
that's because we have the Avengers. Let's be honest.
Oh, goodness.
America gets into a bind.
Who do we call?
James Cameron.
There you go.
He'll film a documentary and
solve the problems.
Make a gajillion dollars.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, usually those things make fun of America. It's all about like the economo system of
theological. Oh, James Cameron stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Not just him. Everybody.
Everybody.
It's kind of popular.
To make fun of the ecosystem?
America.
To make fun of America?
Yeah, and the way we do things. Think about every post-apocalyptic movie.
You know, if you don't laugh at yourself, you know.
Yeah. Every zombie movie starts with something bad happening.
But not just in America. 28 days later, that's all. Over in the UK.
Touché.
Europe or Florida? That's where the
it's weird.
That's where
all
the
of our crazy
starts.
Stories, yeah, start in St. Petersburg.
No, man, get off it.
What? I've never been there.
It's great. It's a great
is
little
it?
Town. It's nice.
What about Jacksonville Beach?
Not so great.
Not so much. You know what? We're talking about biggest fears. In fact, you can post yours, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yes.
I have I think my greatest fear would be showing up to a knife fight with a flamingo.
That made no logical sense.
You would think so, right?
What are you talking about?
According to two 21-year-olds, they're accused of getting into a fight this weekend in Upper Paxton Township.
No,
I don't know where that is.
Where's that?
I have no idea. This was from Penn Live, actually.
Okay.
Rusty Browell II of Millersburg was charged with assault and criminal mischief. And Philip Kreischer of Harrisburg was charged with criminal mischief for breaking a lawn flamingo's leg during an altercation. I wish I were joking. The call originated from a reported domestic dispute about 1:30 a.m. Friday in the 100 block of Kiefer's Road in Upper Paxton Township. A 21-year-old woman told the troopers that Browell pushed her down in the grass and again on the paved driveway. The woman was upset and decided, I gotta walk away, right? Upset. Well, told her friend, man friend, who drove his mom's car, true story, picked up the woman and drove to the other dude's house to confront him at 1:30 in the morning. When they got there, Browell, the man in question, came out with two knives.
Wow.
And started approaching the gentleman. The gentleman grabbed the first thing he could see, a pink lawn flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to attack. I can't believe this is a real story.
Oh my gosh.
He used a flamingo as a weapon, and in the scuffle, one of the legs of the decorative pink flamingo broke, and therefore this gentleman was charged because there was destruction of property.
Okay, but he's still alive, which is insane. I guess the flamingo worked.
He's still alive. The flamingo worked. Yeah.
I guess it did.
It did work, sort of. It
oh my god.
Guy shows up to a knife fight with the pink flamingo. I guess the dude in question with the knives was so irate that his pink flamingo leg was broken. He just threw, I give up. Why would you do that? My pink flamingo leg was broken. And so the cops were called, and yeah.
That's why the cops were called. Not because a knife fight was about to happen.
because the dude flamingo broke his flamingo's leg.
Oh, come on, world.
Biggest fear. Biggest fear in the world.
Flamingos.
Lawn ornaments attacking. Somebody, we have real ones, actually.
Somebody
right?
on Facebook said zombies. No joke.
I know a lot of people who that's a fear. They believe that, it could happen. It's real.
It could. It's real.
It's
it could
biblical.
Happen. Come on, man.
The dead in Christ shall rise first. Have you read Revelation? I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to walk all slow, tilted to one side.
Yeah, probably not.
Thank you.
Yeah, probably not. But you never know.
Jesse said, your mom. So, Mary Arnold,
Wonderful. Is his greatest fear.
This is greatest fear.
She's a sweetheart. She's 1'9".
She's a saint. She's a saint. The thought of Nickelback breaking up, Nicholas said.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's not. Nicholas.
That's like serious.
No, he's serious. He needs. Yeah.
Whoa.
No, not Nickelback.
Which goes along with my greatest fear, because I'll tell you, mine was realized, though.
Listening to Nickelback?
Nickelback was, I mean, if they ever broke up, I don't know what I would do, because my favorite band in the universe already broke up.
Who's that?
Well, they're a little-known band called Creed.
Oh. And
I was a big fan.
What? You really just scared people. Stop. Literally, our ratings are... I'm watching the ratings on the computer go down.
They are skyrocketing. Are you kidding me?
Skyrocketing?
A wind dreamer.
Oh, you know the lyrics. You know the lyrics.
These guys were from Florida, weren't they? Weren't they from Florida? Weren't they? Steven! Where are you? It's Creed! It's the reason you're a band! So, I guess I'm just gonna listen to some Creed. And, Steven!
I'm back.
Okay, wow, that was instant. I mean, you appeared from nowhere.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
that's me.
You bamfed in here. That's what it's called.
Yeah, outer space. Listening? Celia said outer space.
Hey, good news. You don't ever have to worry about that. Unless we lose gravity for some reason, somehow, some way.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
No.
Fear itself.
Oh, oh man. You know.
Got it. I get it.
See what you did there.
She's good. She's good. I get it.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. My fear is that the show will never end.
Whatever.
Static.
What's up, guys? It's Nate. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Since we're talking about zombies, there's actually a story in the Bible where zombies legitimately came from the graves and walked around.
I do know that. Right after.
So it is truth.
Yep, it is. It is true.
So can we use that for a fear of the zombie apocalypse?
I don't know, but it's like they're like cool zombies. They're like preaching the gospel.
Yeah. That's true.
The doors were open, and they walk around and like preach the gospel.
You're right. He's correct.
Which is, I mean, that's way better than, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, we had Salty, the singing songbook, preaching the gospel. Mm. Zombies would probably get my attention way better than a blue songbook.
That's true.
Do you remember Salty?
I do.
Oh, I do. Man.
Charity the Church Mouse?
Yes!
I'm all up in that. Oh. That's great.
Yeah.
I support the belief that Billy Graham is never going to die.
Yeah, that's all real.
Every time they have a Billy Graham crusade, they're like, this is the last one. He's old. He's
yeah, it's
old.
Done.
This is the last one. I promise you, they're going to have an animatronic Billy Graham.
It's like Tupac at Coachella. They just got Billy Graham wandering the stage
yes,
with a hologram.
Billy Graham hologram.
That would be awesome.
Billy
some
Billy hologram? Awesome. Billy hologram?
They call it the Bollygram.
The Billy hologram.
I don't know. I just throw two words together.
You thought Billy Graham crusades were huge? Wait till zombie Billy crusades.
Only if Zombie Cash did all of the music. I'm just saying. You get Billy Graham and Zombie Cash. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. He's
going to
be like, hey, accept Christ, and if you don't,
I'll
eat your brain.
Oh, yeah, man. That's true. I don't know. Yeah. Biblical zombies ate brains. Not sure.
Conform your mind, or I'll eat it.
Oh, my God. Wit, my friend. Wit. You got it.
Wow. Thanks, Nate.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Oh, man. Co-host of Shock Therapy Live on Sunday nights at 7. That dude is ridiculously witty.
That was good.
He's funny.
That was good.
He's a pastor. He says things that you normally don't think pastors should say. But, and you can catch that every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Static Radio. So I guess we're done.
That's awesome. It was a good show.
I guess we're out.
Yep.
We're leaving.
Yeah, I've got things to do.
I do too. I can't think of anything I got to do today. It's Wednesday.
It's going to be good.
Hey. It's comic book day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good, yeah. So, Astro Zombies, speaking of zombies, they actually support Static Radio and help us do the amazing comic book thingies that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to review? Aren't you going to review a comic book
I'm
one of
going
these days?
To, yeah.
You should.
We got to go pick those up.
So, have at it.
Yeah. We're going to go do that. We're going to leave you with some Stephen Keach, friend of yours.
Yeah. Good dude.
Former frontman of Hayes Today.
Lives in East Nashville.
He's an Eastie?
Yeah, man.
He's an Eastie boy?
He's.
Did I just coin that?
You just coined that bumper sticker.
Come on! You're all Eastie boys!
This song's called Black Coffee. Probably written about his favorite coffee shop, Ugly Mugs.
Oh,
right there,
dude.
In East Nashville.
Don't get me started, yo.
He's probably there every day.
Yeah.
Good dude.
What's weird about that place is we were there a couple times, and every single time ran into 17 different friends who had no idea we were going to be there.
That's true.
It's weird. It's like where it's everybody town. Just hangs out.
They do. Yeah. So if you're ever in Nashville, go to East Nashville.
So the Ugly Mugs. Song. Yeah.
Or this not. Is it. Yes, Ugly Mugs. Yeah.
I don't know about the coffee. I just, you know, the fellowship and the friendship.
It's true. It's true. No, it's okay.
So there it is.
Static Radio.
Leave you with one of the Eastie boys doing a solo side project. Stephen Keach. And Stephen.
Adios.
And Stephen.
Yes.
Also, Steve-O.
It's true.
Steve-er. Lots of Steves. Black Coffee. Static Radio?
Yes.
Yeah. Goodbye.